This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Boss's Hostile Takeover of My Wife by George VI. Chapter 1. Our lawyer told me it was all legal, what they did. My company denied my pre-surgical claim on my son's heart surgery, simply because they said it was too expensive. That was it. The insurance company said that the owner of my private company denied the claim, and Vance, my human resources director, confirmed it. Just like that, for no better reason, my son Kyle wasn't going to get the surgery that would save his life, because Jack, my company's owner, simply didn't want to pay for it. My wife Carol was obviously as upset as I was. Vance seemed sympathetic, but he didn't seem like he was willing to fight for me. My immediate supervisor had just been promoted out of the department, and his boss just retired suddenly due to illness. So there was nobody between me and the owner, Jack, to intervene or support me. Desperate and with nothing to lose, I asked Vance if I could go to Jack's admin and make an appointment to see Jack, whom I'd had only minimal contact with in the years that I'd worked for his company. Mostly small talk in hallways or company functions, rarely anything work-related.
"You can talk to Jack," said Vance.
"But from what I know about him, he doesn't give anything away unless there's something in it for him." So this morning I had an appointment with Jack, and I went into his office and groveled. Jack, a fairly short, slender, balding man in his early 60s perhaps, with short hair, listened to my groveling, how my son would certainly die without this surgery. At the end of my speech, Jack said,
"Your wife's name is Carol, isn't it?"
"Yes," I replied.
"I remember her. From the Christmas party. Tall brunette."
"Yes," I said.
"Yes. She's very attractive."
"Thank you."
"Yes, very pretty. And stacked. You're a lucky man."
I didn't know how to respond to that. I let it go. But clearly he'd been eyeing my wife at the Christmas party last year. That was almost 11 months ago, and he still remembers her. Now I remember, he danced with her last year, when I was in the bathroom, I came out and they were on the dance floor.
"Hmm,"
said Jack, looking up in the air.
"What's she doing now?"
"Well, she's working part-time and has no insurance."
"I mean, what is she doing right this minute? Is she at home?"
Yes, she should be.
The kids are in school and she's not working today.
Call her up.
Let's have lunch.
Today?
Yes, you and me and Carol.
Call her.
12:30 at Alexander's.
With that, Jack dismissed me, and I went back to my desk and called Carol. Carol was home, anxiously waiting to hear how my meeting with Jack went.
"Honey, are you free now for lunch?"
Yes, Neil, what's the matter?
What happened?"
"Nothing. Jack, the owner, wants to have lunch with us.
You and me."
"Me? Why me?"
"I don't know."
"Oh, Neil, I, don't like Jack."
Why?
"Well, last year at the Christmas party he made a pass at me."
I paused.
"I didn't know that. Why didn't you tell me?"
I was embarrassed.
"And I didn't want you to get upset."
"What did he do?"
"Well, he asked me to dance while you were out of the room, and when we were dancing he said I was very beautiful, and he asked me to go up to his hotel room with him."
"Wow. What did you say?"
"I was shocked. I didn't know what to say. I guess I didn't say anything."
"So you left the dance floor and that was the end of it?
Maybe you misunderstood him."
"Oh no. Because he groped me."
I couldn't repeat the word grope out loud, afraid my coworkers would overhear my conversation.
"How?
WHHH what? What did he do?"
"He touched my breast. While dancing, he reached in and grabbed my boob."
I took a moment to digest this. It was really unsettling. Then I got back to the subject of the surgery.
"Well, he just wants to have lunch with us. We need him to approve the surgery. It's for Kyle."
"Oh, I know.
Okay.
Meet us at Alexander's at 12:30. At 12:15, I met Jack outside his office, and he drove me in his Mercedes to the restaurant. Carol was waiting there for us, standing by the reception desk. I can understand Jack's attraction to Carol. She's wholesome, but pretty, and despite having two kids still has a pretty nice figure for a woman of 37. She's 5 feet 10 inches tall, with shoulder-length brown hair, and curvy, with what I know is a bra size of 40D. Not cartoonish or disproportionately huge breasts, but on a woman as tall as Carol I knew that they were a double handful of natural breasts. Carol was dressed casual, in jeans and a sweater. But the jeans were tight, and while the sweater wasn't super tight, it still accentuated her large breasts.
Jack said, "Hello, Carol, it's so good to see you again,"
and reached around her and hugged her, kissing her on the cheek, as Carol threw her head back. Jack led us back to a booth with a U-shaped table, with padded benches on three sides.
Carol slid into the booth, I slid in next to her, and Jack slid in on the opposite side as me, sitting next to Carol on her right. We ordered lunch, and then Jack started his monologue. I wanted to see if Carol was as pretty as I remember her from the last Christmas party. And I see that she's even prettier. He smiled at Carol when he said this, and put his left arm around her shoulder. I could see Carol cringe, but she didn't pull away, knowing what was on the line. So you two want me to risk perhaps many, many thousands of my dollars, and throw the whole company's insurance plan out of whack? Our lunch came, and we began eating, with Jack removing his arm from Carol's shoulder. But he was sitting quite close to her, and while eating with his right hand, he let his left hand drop under the table. Carol suddenly looked alarmed. I couldn't see where his hand was, but I was betting it was on Carol's thigh, from his position. Carol didn't move. Jack made small talk, while we ate and waited for him to return to the subject of our insurance claim. He returned his arm to Carol's shoulder, and I could see him stoking her hair. I'm a businessman, and a successful one, a ruthless one, and I don't give up a lot of money out of the goodness of my heart. I expect something in return. Jack's arm dropped down under Carol's armpit, and I could see him doing a reach around, touching Carol's left breast with his left hand. He couldn't get much of it, but enough that Carol could clearly feel the hand over her bra and sweater, and I could clearly see it, which I think is what Jack wanted. So how about this for a deal? I give your son life. And in return I get Carol, for say, 2 weeks, until the surgery is scheduled. Get? What do you mean, get? I asked. Let's say, at my disposal, replied Jack. He reached up with his left hand, and sort of lifted Carol's left tit. Carol sure is sexy, Neil, and I'm not taking her from you, I just want to borrow her. Surely that's worth your son's life. Carol's jaw dropped, but she was speechless. That's my deal. Final word. Take it or leave it. I'm going to go to the bathroom, said Jack. And you two can talk about it. When Jack had left the table, I said, I'm going to deck that guy. God, I can't believe this, said Carol, rubbing her temples. He makes my skin crawl, but has us over a barrel. There's got to be another way, I said. There isn't. We've tried everything. Jack returned to the table and sat next to Carol again. Neil, I'm pretty sure I left my wallet in the car between the front seats. Can you run outside and get it? He tossed me the keys to his car, and I silently left the table for the parking lot. I did find the wallet, but I didn't like leaving my wife alone with the clearly unscrupulous Jack. When I returned to the restaurant, I paused near the entrance, where I could see our booth from a distance. Jack had his arms around my wife, and was kissing her. The busboys glanced over at them, as Jack clearly was working his tongue inside of Carol's mouth, and making her return the Frenching. And Jack's right hand was up inside Carol's sweater, and over her left breast. Carol squirmed as the waiter hovered at a distance, and watched this dirty old man fondle my wife in public. I realized that I had a sexual stirring in my groin, watching another man kiss and fondle my wife. I realized that I'd had the feeling several times today, thinking about Jack feeling her up at the Christmas party, crudely calling her, stacked, and then touching her in the booth right in front of me. I made my way over to the table, and when Carol saw me she threw her head back and pulled the hand out from under her sweater.
I think we've come to an agreement, Neil, said Jack. Let's all go back to the office.
Jack paid the bill, and the three of us exited the restaurant.
Neil, said Jack, you drive Carol's car, and Carol can ride with me.
With that I watched Jack and my wife walk over to Jack's car, and when Jack opened the passenger door for her, I saw him give her denim clad but a little pat. I followed close behind on the drive back to the office, for a moment fearful that Jack might try to lose me and drive off someplace else. And Jack did take a circuitous route, but drove slowly. I couldn't see where his hands were in the car, but Carol looked like she was sitting pretty close to him. Then at one long stoplight, Jack leaned over and made out with Carol. When we arrived at the office, I parked and exited my car and walked over to Jack's car in his reserved parking spot. I quickly peered in from the passenger window, and caught Carol zipping up and snapping her jeans, and Jack casually zipping up his fly. Did he force my wife to touch his cock in his pants? And did he get his hand inside of her pants? My cock jumped considering the likeliness of it.
Come on up to my office, both of you,
ordered Jack, and we made our way through the corridor and back to his corner office. There were no words with anybody else in the office, just a few stares, mostly at Carol. Jack closed his office door behind him.
Sit down, Neil,
ordered Jack, and I sat where he'd pointed, in a chair across from his desk. Jack took Carol by the hand, and said,
Well, I have a meeting in about 30 minutes, so we don't have much time. Let's consummate our deal.
Jack pressed Carol's butt against his desk, pulled her towards him, and while still standing, he started to make out with her. Without being told, Carol stuck her tongue out.
That's right, you learn quickly, Carol.
And Jack flitted his tongue around Carol's before returning to a full open-mouth makeout.
We're doing this for Kyle, we're doing this for Kyle,
I thought to myself. It was just so hard to believe that it was happening. It took restraint to let a man do this to my wife, but there was too much on the line. Every time I considered standing up and shoving him, I repeated, for Kyle. Jack ran his right hand up Carol's waist, and cupped her left breast over her top. He slowly squeezed the large breast, his hand not able to fully cover her large boob. I saw Carol's eyes open wide, and she squirmed a bit, but she said nothing, and probably made a point not to look at me. She was likely repeating in her mind the same thing I was.
I'm doing this for Kyle.
Jack ran his left hand down Carol's side, and grabbed her right butt cheek over her jeans, and massaged it. He dropped his right hand off of her tit for a moment, and squeezed both of her butt cheeks, grinding his crotch into hers as he did. Then he grabbed the hem of her top with both hands, and pulled it up, exposing her white bra, resting the top just above her cups. Jack grabbed the bottoms of both of her bra cups, and yanked up. Carol's large white breasts fell out of the cups, and bobbled free. Jack moaned and said, "Oh yeah, these are nice," as he groped both of my wife's bare beasts. He leaned down and licked her dark white areolas, and sucked on her fat nipples. I could see Carol's nipples become long and erect as Jack licked, sucked, and bit them. Jack reached down and unsnapped and unzipped Carol's jeans, and her pink panties came into view. He forcefully tugged down on both her jeans and her panties, until both garments were bunched around her knees. Carol's brown pubic hair, a wide thick full bush, was exposed. As my wife stood in the office, I realized that the blinds were all completely open, and there were other buildings nearby. Anybody looking over could see my wife's exposed breasts, butt, and pussy. At a glance, I couldn't specifically see anybody in the windows looking over. But I realized that my cock was now nearly fully erect in my slacks watching my wife being abused and exposed. Carol stood motionless for a moment as Jack unzipped his pants, and tugged them and his underwear down to his ankles. His cock was long, but hanging down. "Stroke me, Carol," he said. Then he turned to me and said, "She stroked me to a good erection on the car ride, but I came down a little." Carol reached down with her right hand, and began stroking Jack's cock. Jack in turn reached down and rubbed Carol's pussy mound over her bush. In no time, Jack was fully erect, sticking straight out. Jack slid his middle finger into Carol's pussy. He quickly pulled it out and said loudly, "I had some KY jelly in my desk just in case, but I'm not gonna need it. Look how wet she is." He held up his middle finger towards me, and I could see it glistening in the harsh fluorescent light. Jack reinserted his middle finger in Carol, and finger fucked her rapidly. Carol stroked his cock, her eyes half open and a sad, demoralized expression on her face. Jack had that self-satisfied smirk on his face that I hate so much. "Okay, Carol," said Jack. "Turn around." My wife released the cock from her hand as Jack slid his finger out of her. She hesitated a moment until Jack twirled his finger around, indicating that he wanted her to turn around. She did as ordered and Jack said, "Hands on the desk." Carol leaned over and placed both of her hands on the edge of Jack's wooden desk. Being a tall, leggy woman, her butt was high in the air. Her ass was better before kids, and it was a little bigger than she would like. But her two white half-globes with her long but crack looked arousing to me, and spotting her brown pubic hair between her legs made the humiliating pose look even more sexy. Jack lined up behind her, and started to work his cock into her pussy from behind. Being significantly shorter than Carol made things easy for Jack, and he stood straight up, leaning forward, as his dick shaft disappeared inside of my wife's pussy. "Oh yeah," moaned Jack, verbalizing his pleasure at the initial feel of his cock inside my wife's pussy. Carol let out a whimper but was otherwise silent. Her head hung down, her brown hair hanging over her face. Jack started to hump her, slowly at first, but soon got into a medium groove. I watched Carol's big tits hanging down as she leaned over the desk. Jack noticed them too, and reached around and played with them as he fucked her. Carol's mature butt cheeks rippled every time that Jack slapped his pelvis into her. Soon Jack was slamming her harder and faster, reminding me of two humping dogs. Carol's butt cheeks shook faster and made loud slapping noises that could possibly be heard out in the hall. Carol's breasts, once Jack released them and grabbed her hips, dangled down and gyrated wildly. Jack's breathing got heavier, but it was Carol whose panting got more audible, punctuated with the occasional, "On! We're doing this for Kyle," I kept repeating to myself. But I couldn't look away. I noticed everything Jack was doing to my wife, and every way that Carol was reacting, like I was watching a train wreck. I could tell that I had an erection, and didn't understand why. Jack leaned back and threw his head back, his eyes opening and closing, always with that obnoxious smirk on his face. He occasionally looked back at me, but mostly he was admiring Carol and her gyrating body. He gave her but the occasional light slap. Carol got louder. I wish she didn't, because I didn't want anybody outside of Jack's office to know what was happening to my wife. But Carol was grunting rhythmically. "HHGH hugh hugh." Was she aroused? She didn't seem in pain. I was ready to cream in my pants, so I don't know how Jack could keep from coming. But he hung in there as Carol started shaking and letting out little gurgles that she never made when she made love to me. Carol was never a noisy lover. Until now. "Who HHH she hunting?" Finally with one last. "You're an NNNGGG." Carol spasmed rapidly, circling her butt, in what was unmistakably an orgasm. And a big one. I didn't think she would fake it for Jack. It was real. Jack pulled back tight on Carol's hips as she finished her orgasm and she fell forward on her elbows. Then Jack slid his cock out of her pussy, laid it on her back, and let his cum dribble down on her skin. Carol collapsed down onto the desk, crying. Jack calmly pulled up his pants. He said, "Neil, your wife's a good fuck. You're a lucky guy. We're off to a good start." "A good start?" I asked. "Sure," said Jack. "You didn't think this was going to be it, did you? We have a couple of weeks until I need to contact the insurance company. But don't worry. We're on track. Now I have a meeting, so Carol, you can go home now, and Neil, I'm sure you have some work to do." With that, Carol stood up straight, and my boss and I watched her pull up her pink panties and blue jeans, and then pull her white bra cups back down over her breasts, and pull her top down over her bra. She wiped the tears off of her face, and Jack opened the office door for us, me going to my desk, and Carol heading for her car.
Chapter 2. Dinner at home.
Carol and I couldn't bring ourselves to talk much about what happened. We only debated whether Jack was going to keep his promise. We didn't discuss what else he expected from Carol, or me, in the next several weeks. We didn't hear from him for several days. Then, at work, I got a call from Carol.
"Jack just called me," she said.
"He called you at home?" I asked.
"Yes," replied Carol.
"What did he want?"
"He wants me, you are, us, to host some clients tomorrow night. Have them over for dinner."
"Dinner? Nobody does that anymore," I commented. "Having the little lady cook dinner for the boss and clients?" "Well, Jack said that these were very important new business partners, not your average customers, and he wanted to treat them to a home-cooked dinner while they were in town. He said that there would be three of them, along with Jack."
"That's it. What else did he say?"
"Well, he told me that the kids shouldn't be home. And, he told me what to wear."
"What to wear? What did he say?"
"Well, not exactly what to wear. But he said something a little sexy. Show a lot of leg and cleavage is what he said." My cock tingled again, considering why Jack wanted Carol to wear something sexy, and what he was expecting her to do in our own house, with three clients. But we had no choice. The next evening, Carol cooked and prepared for our guests. We made plans for the kids to be at friends' houses. While dinner was cooking, Carol got dressed. She came out of our bedroom wearing a tight black skirt. It was an older one she found in the back of the closet, from when shorter skirts were the style. So it was short, but not scandalous, hemmed just above mid-thigh. And it was tight, because Carol had gained some weight since she bought it. The short, tight skirt curved provocatively around her butt. Carol's long pantyhose-covered legs looked real nice, but there was something particularly sexy about an older mother wearing something just a little too short. Carol's top was wine-colored, sleeveless, almost off of her shoulders, and scooped fairly low. I don't know if you call those things sweaters, what women wear these days. It was thin, clinging fabric.
"I don't really have anything low-cut," my wife explained. "This is a top that I bought to wear under blazers and button sweaters, and it looked okay in the store, but later I realized that it slips down after a while and shows cleavage, and it falls open when I lean over, so I never wear it."
The top did cling nicely to Carol's form. A lot of women wear these padded, gravity-defying bras these days, but I know Carol's bras aren't padded, and she likes them comfortable. So her breasts sloped down just a little. The sleeveless top clinging to the bottom of her breasts make her breasts look real big, heavy, and natural. She appeared to have taken extra care with her hair and makeup. Carol did look real sexy, in a Stepford wife hostess sort of way.
"I hope it's good enough for Jack. The good thing is that he shouldn't try anything when there are three important clients around. Maybe he just wants you to be eye candy,"
I said, trying to assure her, as crude as that sounded. But I wasn't so assured myself, just hopeful that the dinner would go without incident. When Jack arrived, he had his three clients with him. All three were about Jack's age, likely late 50s or early 60s. Once introduced, it was clear that these weren't just some buyers for one of our customers. They were high-up guys like Jack, and were sealing some major business deal. Each was introduced to me and Carol, and it was Carol that got the most smiles and eyeballing. When Peter, a brown-haired man with a lot of gray, was introduced to Carol, he said,
"Jack wasn't exaggerating about how pretty you are."
And when Dick, a heavier, round-faced, gray-haired man, shook Carol's hand and wouldn't let go, he commented,
"Jack's been telling us about you."
Lee, a mature man of Asian, possibly Chinese, descent, but no detectable accent and a deep voice, wearing black-rimmed glasses, said,
"You look very nice. Neil, you're a lucky guy."
So right off the bat, it seemed that something other than Carol's cooking was previously discussed. I served some drinks in the living room while Carol tried to excuse herself to finish dinner, but Lee managed to corner her in the living room and chat her up some. Mostly he talked to her chest. Otherwise cocktails were uneventful. But once dinner started, things went downhill. Jack made the seating arrangements, and surprisingly he sat at the end of the table, and not next to Carol. I sat at the other end. To my right sat Carol, and next to her was Peter. Across from Carol, to my right, sat Dick and Lee. Carol brought out some soup, and poured some in each of our bowls. While leaning over, all eyes went to Carol's top, for when she leaned over, her top hung open and a lot of her cleavage spilled out of her black bra. Carol's mature breasts were so large that there was no gap between her breasts, just a line where they were pushed together. It was quite a sight, I had to admit. If Jack wanted cleavage, he was getting it. Carol stood next to Dick, who had several large martinis before dinner and had already downed his first glass of wine at the table. He wasted no time sliding his hand up the back of Carol's hose-covered legs, all the way up under her skirt. I could see his hand squeezing her butt, his hand under the skirt and certainly over her panties and pantyhose. To her credit, Carol didn't pour soup on Dick's lap. Her eyes widened and she stood straight up, but otherwise only endured the long-ass grope, as I pretended not to see it happen. Once Carol sat down and we all started eating, Peter, sitting to Carol's left, made a point to keep his chair close to Carol's. Dick tried to distract me with conversation as Peter spoke to Carol, peering down her top, which gapped open as Carol leaned forward to eat. She was right. The longer dinner lasted, the more her top slipped and showed cleavage. She tried to adjust it a couple of times, but soon she had other troubles to occupy her. It didn't take long for Peter to turn his attention elsewhere. Looking down below the table from my end seat, I could see that Carol's short, tight skirt had hiked up really high when she sat down. And I could see Peter's right hand on Carol's thigh. Jack engaged the group in conversation, mostly small talk. All four of the men asked Carol questions. They started out asking about our kids and stuff, but soon the questions got more personal and flirtatious. Carol listened and tried to politely answer without getting offended. But I could tell by the distant look in her eyes that she was also distracted by the older palm on her left thigh. And I could see that palm, belonging to Peter, moving under her skirt. Carol was keeping her knees locked together. I was sort of rooting for my wife to fend off this grope, but on the other hand I didn't want her to blow the deal. Tipping the scale was that my cock was getting tingly under the table, watching this older dude getting a sneaky squeeze of my wife's thigh. Carol's jaws were clenched as she talked, and Jack got me back into the conversation. A few minutes later, when I was able to look back discreetly under the table, I was fortunate enough to catch the exact moment when Carol surrendered, when her knees parted, allowing Peter's right hand to slide way up under that skirt. Dinner continued. I caught Jack looking around under the table, at his client feeling my wife. And now there was no doubt from the angle that his palm was right on her crotch. Carol sat enduring a pussy rub from an older man she never met until less than 2 hours ago. If the men on the other side of the table were paying attention, even they would be able to tell by Peter's position what he was up to under the table. I took some solace that she was wearing pantyhose, so there was no way the guy was going to get inside her pussy during dinner. But what about after dinner? How soon could we get them out of the house? Jack tried to stretch out dinner by keeping the conversation going after we were done eating, allowing Peter more time for playing with my wife's pussy. But Carol finally said, "Anybody for cake?" And subtly removed the hand from her crotch as she stood up. Carol exited the kitchen, with all eyes on her butt and short skirt. We continued our small talk, but Lee got up and said, "Excuse me." I thought he was going to the bathroom. But instead I caught him walking into the kitchen. From my view at the end of the table, I could partially see into the kitchen, and saw Carol at the counter, cutting up the cake and putting the pieces on plates. Lee approached her from behind. I heard Carol gasp as he put his arms around her waist. The kitchen echoed, so as the conversation at the table got quiet, I could hear Lee say, "Jack told me you were a player." He then slid his hands up Carol's stomach, and grabbed both of her breasts. Carol gasped, but otherwise did nothing, as Lee reached around and kneaded both of her large breasts over her sweater, lifting and squeezing them. Carol's head was up and her chest heaved out, as she got goosed and tit fondled. When Carol got up the nerve to grab a couple of plates of cake and wrestle away from Lee, he released her, grinning, and returned to the table for his dessert. "Do you want dessert?" Jack asked Lee, handing him a piece of cake. "No thanks," replied Lee. "I just got my dessert in the kitchen," Jack said. "Shall we retire to the living room for another round of drinks?" And we did. I got everybody another drink, as Peter literally cornered Carol in the living room, likely hitting on her, from his smirking expression. After everyone got seated in the living room with drinks, and random small talking among the group, Peter complimented Carol. "Carol, you're a good cook, and you're beautiful. Do you have other talents we don't know about?" "She's also a good dancer," said Jack. "You mean like dance routines?" asked Peter. "No, I mean slow dancing," Jack said. "I danced with her at the Christmas party last year, and she accepted my lead gracefully." I think that Jack was making a little joke about Carol allowing him to feel her up on the dance floor. Carol thought so too, judging from her blush. "Peter, you should dance with Carol," said Jack. "Neil, do you have any slow danceable music?" Like a servant, I jumped up and started to look through a stack of CDs on a shelf. I found one CD of primarily jazzy pop ballads, and put it into my CD player. Peter grabbed Carol, and started to dance with her. The rest of us sat down, and watched the couple dancing. Jack tried to keep the conversation going, distracting me I think, as Peter snuggled in close with my wife, trying to work her into the far dark corner. I was an inch taller than the 5'10" Carol, and I was the only man in the room that wasn't shorter than her. So the shorter Peter burrowed his head into her neck. He lowered his right hand down, and clenched her butt. He danced slow, but started to grind his crotch into her leg. Since I was engaged in conversation, and since Carol wasn't objecting to Peter's smothering dance moves, Peter got bolder, and slid his right hand up her side and over her left breast. He squeezed it firmly, and I could see her flimsy bra cup cave in. Lee stood up and cut in on the dancers. Peter reluctantly released my wife, and soon the bulky Chinese man was grinding into her. He placed both hands on her butt cheeks and squeezed. Carol could only stare wide-eyed. Then Dick, still the most visibly drunk and the visibly sweating of the three, cut in on Lee and danced with Carol. He was the most brazen with his gropes, feeling her tits and her ass, and kissing her neck, as Carol threw her head back in an attempt to avoid the lips at her nape. Dick rubbed his upper thigh into Carol's crotch. Carol's legs were spread to keep from falling over, which caused her skirt to hike up high, showing a lot of thigh. Dick's right hand roamed up under her skirt and back, and groped her butt under her raised skirt and over her hose and panties. Carol actually let out a couple of grunts as she tried to keep the drunken man from tripping her and knocking them both over. She allowed the hand groping, but threw her head back and to the side in an attempt to keep Dick from kissing her lips. Finally, Jack called for Carol to come and sit down and rest. "Over here." He patted the couch, and Carol sat in the middle of the couch, with Jack on her left and Peter on her right. I sat in a chair directly across from them, and Lee and Dick sat in a love seat cornered with the couch. There was more small talk, and in no time Peter had his left hand resting on my wife's right thigh. He had his face inches from her, and Jack had his arm around her, keeping her from moving away. I was asked to fetch another round of drinks. As I rounded the corner, I glanced back at the living room, and saw Jack kiss Carol on the lips. By the time I got back from the kitchen, Peter was making out with my wife. Not only was Peter French kissing Carol, but as I handed Lee and Dick their drinks, Peter slid his right hand onto her left breast over her top, caressing the fabric over her bra. And Jack's hand was on Carol's hose-covered thigh. There was very little small talk now, and I could hear Peter and Carol's lips smacking together. He was kneading her breast firmly, squeezing and lifting it. Jack was caressing Carol's thigh, moving slowly under her skirt. I caught myself trying to look up my wife's skirt, instinctively looking for a panty sighting. My cock started growing. As in Jack's office, it seemed so surreal, so unreal, like I was watching a movie. Nobody was holding a gun to mine or Carol's heads, but Jack was figuratively holding a gun to our son's head. We just went along with whatever Jack wanted, too fearful of the consequences to object in the slightest. Peter slid his hand inside of Carol's wine-colored top. He tilted his hand, and worked it inside of her bra. Carol was silent, but her legs were squirming, causing her knees to part. Jack's hand pushed her hem back. I could now see the seams of Carol's pantyhose at her crotch, and beneath that, her white panties. Peter pushed Carol's top off of her right shoulder, reached into her bra, and hauled her big left tit out of her black bra cup, and laid it out exposed, for everybody to see. Lee and Dick were silent as they stared at my wife's big pale tit on display. Peter fondled the free melon, squeezing the flesh between his fingers, and caressing her dark areolas. Jack had his hand all the way up under Carol's skirt. And when she squirmed more, Peter threw his leg over her right knee. Jack and Peter now had her legs spread wide, and even Dick and Lee could certainly see her white panties up her skirt and under her pantyhose crotch. Jack rubbed her mound, with long full strokes, from his fingertips to the heel of his palm. Carol's crotch slowly thrust out to meet the hand. Peter pulled down on Carol's right straps, and then pulled her right tit out of her bra cup, and rested that tit out in the open next to her previously exposed left breast, hanging out over her sweater and bra. Jack looked down at her tits, smiling, while Peter buried his face between them. Once Peter was clearly engrossed in sucking and licking Carol's bare tits, Jack turned Carol's face toward him, and made out with her. Carol once again stuck her tongue out so that we could all see Jack and her joust with their tongues out of their mouths. Peter ran his right hand up Carol's right thigh, and when Jack removed his hand from Carol's crotch, Peter placed his hand on it, and rubbed her pussy while suckling her right tit. Jack grabbed her free left tit, and groped it while making out with her. So now the other three of us sat there in silence, watching my wife with Jack's mouth on hers, Jack's hand on one tit, Peter's mouth on her other tit, and Peter's hand on her pussy. Peter sat up, and pushed Carol's skirt up to her hips. He reached under the skirt, and tugged down on her pantyhose and panties. I saw Carol lift her butt up off the couch to accommodate Peter. Peter slid the panties and hose down her thighs, past her knees, and all the way off of her feet, with Carol lifting her feet for him. My wife's hair-covered pussy was now exposed. I noticed that it was trimmed back just a little from the other day, almost like she knew someone was going to see it. But it was still a full forest of even brown fur. With her pussy in full view, Peter wasted no time sliding his finger into it. Carol, who was still being kissed and fondled by Jack, only responded by spreading her legs wider. "Wow, honey, you're wet!" exclaimed Peter. This elicited some chuckles and moans from Dick and Lee. Peter pulled open his pants, and tugged them all the way off, along with his briefs. Now wearing only dark socks on his bottom half, and exposing an erect, dark cock, Peter took Carol's right hand and placed it on his shaft. Carol knew what to do, and stroked it slowly from base to head. Jack likewise stood up and tugged off his pants and briefs, and he too sat next to Carol and made her give him a hand job. Both men got jerked off by my wife as they sucked on her nipples. Carol's eyes were closed, her head resting on the back of the couch. Peter slid down onto his knees on the carpet, between Carol's legs. He buried his head between her long thighs, and ate her pussy. Carol splayed her legs wider for him, even though I detected tears running down her cheeks. She emitted the occasional little moans. Oh. Lee and Dick had been rubbing their dicks through their pants as they watched the action. Now Dick whipped his hard cock out of his pants and stroked it. Soon Lee did the same. I couldn't help but notice that all four of these shorter men had cocks that were either longer than mine, or noticeably fatter, or both. I was feeling small, in more ways than one. Jack played with both of Carol's tits while alternately making out with her and suckling her tits. Carol's long thighs were now wrapped firmly around Peter's head. Her left hand was still jerking off Jack, and her right hand was on Peter's head at her crotch. Peter now raised his head, got up onto his knees between Carol's legs, and aimed his hard cock at her open pussy. Carol whimpered for a moment, but with Jack whispering something in her ear, she spread her legs wide, and allowed Peter's dick head to press into her pink pussy lips. Carol was still in a sitting position, with her crotch at the end of the seat cushion, as Peter began to thrust in and out of her pussy. I was throbbing hard. I wanted to play with my cock the way that Lee and Dick were, but couldn't bring myself to do that in front of the boss and clients and my wife. I occasionally slid my hand around my dick over my pants. Jack stood up on the couch, next to Carol. He aimed his stiff cock at her head, and turned her face toward him. He was trying to make her suck it. Carol instinctively closed her mouth and tried to turn away. But on the third try, the insistent Jack coaxed her to open her mouth and slide her soft lips over his purple dick head. Jack thrust forward, and Carol leaned over, and slurped down about half of Jack's long cock shaft. Peter was pumping at a steady medium pace, his bare ass moving in and out of my wife's crotch. Her torso was rocking up and down, and her neck was moving back and forth as she performed oral sex on my boss. For a moment her tits were untouched, and they swayed as she moved. Peter started pumping faster, throwing Carol's body back hard against the couch. The slapping sounds of his flesh meeting hers were loud. Jack's right hand was resting on the top of the couch for balance, and now he was reaching down with his left hand and groping Carol's left tit. Peter reached up and felt Carol's right tit. Carol was moaning, but her sounds were muffled due to her lips being wrapped around Jack's cock. I could see the dickhead poking into her right cheek from the inside as she slid her lips further down his shaft. Peter grabbed both of Carol's hips and thrust rapidly and forcefully. Carol's black skirt was still bunched up around her waist, and her wine top and black bra were trapped under her breasts, the straps just above her elbows. Jack was thrusting in and out of Carol's mouth. Carol was moaning louder. Ugh. Carol started thrashing her hips back and forth. Peter was hanging on, trying not to get bucked out of her pussy, as she gyrated back and forth. I recognized her shuddering as the eruption of a major orgasm. Mom! Carol's climax coincided with Peter's. He thrust in hard and slow for a few pumps, and then slowly slid his dick out of her pussy, letting some cum drip from his dick onto her thighs and belly. But Jack was still going. He humped faster into Carol's mouth. He grabbed her head with both hands, and rapidly fucked her face. Carol began making choking noises, and as Jack slowed down, cum dribbled out of Carol's mouth. Take it all. Swallow it, ordered Jack, as Carol choked and turned red. Finally Jack pulled his slick cock out of her mouth and released my wife. So Peter and Jack had come in my wife, and Lee and Dick got a good show. I was hoping that was the end of the night for Carol and me. But as soon as Jack recovered from his ejaculation, he made Carol lean forward. He pulled her disheveled top over her breasts, and up her neck, through her hair, and over her head, and dropped it on the floor. Then he deftly reached behind her with one hand, and unhooked her bra, no easy feat with two hands due to her wide three-hook bras that I was familiar with. Jack made her stand up. As Carol balanced on wobbly legs, Jack unclasped her skirt. I could hear him pulling her zipper down, and he dropped it down to her feet. Carol now stood completely naked except for a pearl necklace, dangling earrings, and her wedding ring. Isn't she sexy? Neil, you're a lucky man! As the other men agreed, I wasn't feeling so lucky, having my wife made a sex toy for these powerful older men. But she did look sexy, with her long legs on display and big naked tits sloping out. Jack and the others requested poses from Carol, and she reluctantly obliged, thrusting her chest out and letting her tits sway loose, putting one hand on her hip and one out like a game show model displaying a gift, turning around and displaying her butt. Betty Grable style. As Dick put it, putting her hands on her hips and thrusting her pelvis out, turning her back and bending at the waist, lifting her own breasts and presenting them. All of us men sat and admired the tall busted naked woman and her nude poses for a handful of older men in her own living room. And then Jack told Carol to get on her knees between Dick's legs. Carol did as instructed with little hesitation. She looked down at the fat dick on Dick, and after a moment of pause and a defeated expression on her face, put her lips on the head. She bobbed her head up and down, working slowly on his shaft, her mouth stretched wide around it. Dick smiled down at my wife, moaning. Her brown hair hung down on his thighs and her butt stuck out as she knelt before the older man. Jack ordered me to get another round of drinks. When I returned with the drinks, Dick was holding Carol's head and telling her, "Yeah, faster, faster. Suck it hard. But watch the teeth." Lee was still sitting next to Dick, stroking his cock. He grabbed Carol's right hand and made her jerk him off as she sucked on Dick's cock. Then Dick said, "Okay, sweetheart, climb up here on my lap." Carol stopped sucking as Dick patted his lap, indicating where he wanted Carol to sit. "Straddle this," he said, pointing to his cock. Carol climbed up onto the older man's lap, facing him, with her legs wrapped around his legs. I could see her spread her own pussy lips and slide them down over Dick's cock. She slid all the way down and settled onto the man's lap, straddling him. Dick started humping up into my wife's pussy. The tall woman's tits were right in his face, and Dick grabbed both of them, kneading them, and sucking on her still long nipples. "Brrrr," he said, as he burrowed his face deep into her cleavage, giving the other three men a laugh at my wife's expense. The rest of us watched Carol's butt jiggle as she thrust her hips in and out, with Dick's cock sliding in and out of view. Then Dick sat back, moving his hands down Carol's sides to her bare ass. The man that had upset me earlier by groping my wife's butt under her skirt now had free access to her completely bare ass. And he took advantage by squeezing her cheeks and sliding his palms all over the two half-globes. Carol seemed out of tears, as she closed her eyes and threw her head back, humping rapidly, her big tits bobbling in Dick's face. Lee reached over and grabbed her right tit and squeezed it hard. He also grabbed her right hand and placed it on his cock again. Dick reached over and grabbed his refilled glass of vodka and downed it as he fucked my wife. Dick placed his hands on Carol's hips and humped her faster and faster. The sweating old man was turning red, and Carol's face was also flushed as she grit her teeth. Dick chuckled and wheezed as Carol panted loudly. Carol gyrated her hips back and forth. Her thighs jiggled as she clenched them around the chubby older man. "Ha ha," she grunted. A bead of sweat dripped off her nose. She was really working it. I noticed that Carol had stopped stroking Lee's cock, and was just hanging on to it. She threw her head around and shuddered, and with a few more.
Clovis
seemed to be having her own orgasm.
She's coming,
Jack commented, and the others chuckled. Dick then grunted.
Okay, sweetheart, here it comes.
He thrust up into her hard and slow, before leaning back and resting. Carol completed her orgasm, and fell forward onto his shoulder. Carol lifted her left leg and rose off of Dick's lap and cock. She stood wobbly for a moment, before Lee said.
Now me, baby.
Suck mine. Carol let out a mild whimper, but fell back onto her knees between Lee's legs. She dropped her head down and sucked Lee's cock. Attempting to get comfortable, Carol stuck her butt up into the air and arched her back. I could see her pussy between her butt cheeks, her pubic hair matted cum dripping down her thighs. Dick stood up, so drunk now that he was staggering, as he stepped out of his pants and underwear. He looked down at Carol on her knees as she sucked Lee's cock. Dick straddled her torso and sat on her back. Carol tried to hold him up as the drunk yelled. Ride him, cowboy. He spanked her butt. Carol let go of the cock in her mouth and tried to crawl away, with the drunken bottomless man on her bare back. Her tits hung down and shook. Carol was a big strong woman, but Dick was no lightweight. Carol crawled to the middle of the room as the drunken man teetered on her back and spanked her.
Yay.
Then the drunken Dick fell off of Carol, dragging her down, and then both fell on their sides onto the carpet. Carol came up weeping, and Dick came up laughing. Lee rose up and helped Carol to her feet. At first I thought he was just being chivalrous. But then he made her sit on the end of our coffee table.
Lay back,
he ordered. Carol laid back on our coffee table, with her legs dangling off the edge. Lee dropped his pants off, and straddled Carol's chest. Lee laid his dick between her two big breasts, and squeezed them together, around his cock.
Hold your tits there like this,
he instructed. Carol held her tits together as ordered, as Lee slid his cock in and out of her cleavage. I could see his dick head disappear and reappear on her chest. He humped rapidly. Carol would never allow me to do this to her, thinking it too degrading. So the heavy Chinese dude was fucking virgin tit. Carol looked down with wide eyes at the cock between her tits, inches below her chin. The other three men laughed at the sight. Lee then climbed off of Carol, and knelt on the carpet at the end of the coffee table, between Carol's legs. He made her scoot her butt down to the table's edge, and he spread her legs and aimed his cock at her pink pussy. We worked his hard on between her lips, and began fucking her. He then lifted her right leg up, and threw her calf over his shoulder. He then threw her left leg up and over his shoulder. Carol's long legs were up in the air, dangling over Lee's back as he thrust deep into her pussy. Carol's head was facing up, her eyes looking up at Lee leering above her, still wearing his black-rimmed glasses. Her big tits were bobbling up and down with a mind of their own, as Carol's torso was bounced one way and her tits went the opposite. They wiggled like slow-motion waves on her chest. Dick staggered to his feet and collapsed back onto the love seat.
Hey Neil, get me another drink,
he ordered. Jack told me just to bring everybody another round, and I went to the kitchen to make drinks. When I returned to the living room, Lee was still fucking my wife on the coffee table. But now Peter was thrusting his cock into her mouth as she turned her head towards him. And Dick and Jack stood on each side of her, and Carol was giving each of them a hand job. I sat back and watched my nude wife take on four cocks, fucking one, sucking another, and jerking off two more. Her body gyrated all over. Jack, Peter, and Dick were all reaching in to grope her bobbling tits. Her thighs shook as Lee slapped into her, making sounds that echoed off the walls. Carol was emitting
MMMPHHHH
through the cock in her mouth, and all four men were chuckling and moaning.
Hey, how about some DP?
Asked Jack. I didn't know what he meant. But Lee agreed, and quickly pulled out of Carol's pussy before he even came. The four men pulled Carol up off the coffee table. Lee replaced her, lying on his back. Carol was then lowered on top of him, straddling the man on the coffee table. Carol's pussy slid back down onto Lee's cock. As soon as the two of them got into a rhythm, Jack stood behind Carol, and pushed her down onto Lee's chest. Jack then aimed his cock at Carol's asshole and he started to work it in.
Oh, no,
moaned Carol. Jack just said,
"Ship,"
and continued working his large cock into her puckered asshole, sliding it in, inch by inch. Each new thrust provoked a grunt from Carol, until Jack was all the way in. Lee was still fucking her pussy as Carol lay on top of him, and Jack leaned over Carol. Peter then stabbed at Carol's face with his cock, and made her turn her head and take the unit between her lips. Carol now had cocks in her ass, pussy and mouth. And then the drunken Dick moved in and made Carol give him a hand job. Carol had already been emitting noises that she doesn't normally make during sex, but now she made grunting noises like nothing I'd ever heard her make before. They were very unladylike, very guttural, even with the cock in her mouth to muffle them. Somehow the four men and one woman got into some sort of rhythm, with the two men fucking her pussy and asshole moving Carol's body in one direction, and the cock in her mouth moving her head sideways, and the jerking of the fourth cock moving her hand, arm, and upper torso in another direction. All four men were grunting and moaning, as Carol grunted. The fucking, sucking, and jerking continued on for what seemed to me to be forever. All but Lee had already had orgasms tonight. Finally I heard Lee say,
I'm about to come,
Jack replied.
So am I.
Carol continued to be thrown around as she was spiked by multiple cocks. Peter was the first to come, filling up Carol's mouth with jism. She choked, but kept her lips clenched, until her mouth overflowed and spunk dribbled out. Peter pulled back, and his final spurts flung jism on Carol's chin, nose, and neck. Surprisingly, the drunk dick came next, releasing cum into Carol's hand, the goo oozing between her fingers and covering her wedding ring. Then Carol's mouth was free to grunt and chortle loudly.
Erg. Grrgh. Hunning gath.
Carol's upper body thrashed while her butt cheeks rippled and shook as she got fucked by the cocks in her ass and pussy. Lee came next, letting out a moan. But he was trapped where he was until Jack was finished. And then Carol came next, wailing loud enough that I was afraid the neighbors might hear her.
Oh, whoa.
She collapsed down onto Lee's chest, panting. It didn't take Jack long to come, and I saw him pull his cock out of Carol's asshole, and dribble jism all over her ass and back. Carol couldn't or wouldn't get up, panting and crying on top of Lee on the coffee table. Finally, the trap Lee forced her to stand up long enough for her to collapse onto the carpet. I was sent for more drinks. By the time I returned, Peter had Carol on her feet. He grabbed his drink from me, as well as Carol's glass of wine. He then followed my naked wife's jiggling butt cheeks as she crossed the living room and headed to the stairs.
Where are they going?
I asked Jack.
Oh, they just thought they'd be more comfortable in a bed,
Jack replied. Jack, Lee, Dick, and I sat in the living room drinking, as my wife led Peter, our dinner guest, to our master bedroom. Soon I could hear the bed frame squeaking, and Carol moaning loudly. When Peter was done with her, he came downstairs alone. And until nearly dawn, one by one, and later in twos and threes and fours, the men took turns making trips up to my bedroom to fuck and do whatever else they wanted with my wife. Chapter 3. Plane. Carol had barely recovered from her pains and soreness from our dinner when I got called into Jack's office.
Neil,
he said, I'm going out of town for a quick 24-hour business trip tomorrow night. My first thought was relief that he wouldn't be around to use my wife for the next several days. It was hell for both of us, wondering when he was going to call again and abuse Carol. And I want you to come with me, he followed.
Me?
My heart sank when he replied.
Well, you and Carol. I know the two of you have been under a great deal of stress with your son's health. And I thought you could use a day in a warm climate.
Relax.
Get some sun. I just have one meeting and have to schmooze a couple of people. We'll catch a red-eye flight tomorrow night, and return late the next night. So make plans for a babysitter for 2 nights.
Jack grabbed a folder on his desk.
Here are your tickets and boarding passes.
He handed me a packet of 2 round-trip tickets, and with that I was dismissed.
Oh?
Said Jack, as I was about to exit his office.
Make sure that Carol wears a skirt on the flight.
That one last command told me to expect Jack to bother Carol some more. Carol cried when I told her. We arrived at the airport the next evening for our late-night flight. Jack was waiting outside the gate. The wait at the gate was uneventful as Jack made calls on his cell phone. He did gander at Carol's legs in her casual skirt. Once we boarded, we headed into business class about midway down, and I saw Jack stow his carry-on bag and grab a window seat. Sure enough, Carol and I were in the same row, same side. I tried to get in the middle seat, but Jack pushed me back, and motioned for Carol to sit next to him, and I was stuck next to her in the aisle seat. Damn. We had all stowed our coats, but Jack immediately requested a blanket. As soon as everybody was seated and we were taxiing, Jack put his left hand on Carol's bare right leg below her skirt hem just above her knee.
Shit.
This flight was going to really suck. It's highly unlikely that anybody, even the flight attendants that looked at our tickets, knew that Carol was my wife. And the way that Jack was chatting with her and caressing her leg, it appeared that he was Carol's husband. Soon after liftoff, Jack spread his blanket over his and Carol's legs. Then he leaned over and kissed Carol. Not as sloppy as the previous times, more like a husband and wife kiss. Perhaps longer and a little more passionate. Then I could see Jack's hand under the blanket, snaking up Carol's thigh. He appeared to caress her bare thigh for a bit, then move it up further. He whispered to Carol, and she spread her legs wide, her left knee hitting mine. Jack casually played with my wife's pussy on the plane, while chatting with her and looking out his window, but he paid no mind to me or anybody else. I wondered if he was just touching her crotch over her panties, or if he was getting under the panties to her pussy. My question was answered when Jack pulled his hand out from the blanket, showed me his middle finger, and said,
"Nice and wet."
Then Jack whispered to Carol, and she slid her hands down to her sides at her hips, and fumbled quite a while under the blanket, gyrating her hips, and lifted her butt up off the seat, her eyes darting around the cabin. When she sat back down, I could see her pulling her panties down to her knees. Carol looked around the cabin before tugging her panties down her calves, kicking off her shoes, and dropping her panties on the cabin floor. She quickly picked up the garment before anybody else had a chance to see them. She tried to discreetly offer the panties to Jack. But Jack handed them to me. I took the wet garment, and stuffed it in Carol's purse. I looked around to see if anybody else had noticed Carol removing her panties. There were 2 older businessmen across the aisle from us. They were looking our way. I wondered if they saw anything. The plane leveled off, and many passengers turned off their lights and settled in for the long late flight, with a movie showing on the overhead screens, a smattering of reading lights on, and flight attendants serving drinks at either end of the plane. Being in the middle of the plane, most passengers who used the restrooms went either front or back, and there was limited traffic on the aisle. But there was some, including flight attendants. Jack turned his body towards Carol, and laid his head on her shoulder, as if he were going to nap. But he slid his right hand under the blanket,
and Carol spread her legs apart wide. Jack was clearly playing with her bare pussy. Carol stared straight ahead, a sad expression on her face, allowing a man to play with her pussy on a public flight. I looked at my watch. About 3 more hours until we landed. Jack felt Carol's pussy, occasionally jostling her and causing her to squirm. A couple of times the blanket slipped, and I could see Carol's bare left thigh with her skirt hiked way up high, and Jack's hand on her crotch. Jack occasionally made out with Carol, as the two men across the aisle watched him. Many minutes of fondling later, Jack whispered to Carol, and she pulled the blanket up to her shoulders. Up slid Jack's right hand under the blanket, over her chest, until it clearly found her right tit. I watched him fondle her breast over her top and bra. He moved from left breast to right, kneading and caressing, as Carol tried to scrunch lower in her seat. Later, I watched Jack slide his hand back down, and appear to reach inside of Carol's shirt at her waist. The hand slid up again, and as the blanket slipped a little I spotted his hand fumbling at her bra. My guess is that he was sliding the bra up over Carol's tits. I appeared to be correct when I saw the garment bunched up on Carol's chest, bulging through her top. Jack now had better access to Carol's large breasts, as they were loose under her top. Jack fondled Carol's breasts this way for a long time, as Carol's eyes darted around, likely praying that nobody else noticed what she was letting Jack do. But the two businessmen across the aisle were watching. And I'd swear that the older woman flight attendant gave a double take and a dirty look when she walked by. Jack reached under the blanket with both hands, and I'd swear that I heard his zipper coming down. He took Carol's right hand, and placed it under the blanket. Now Carol was giving Jack a hand job under the blanket, while Jack alternately played with her breasts and her pussy, and getting in a few wet kisses. As noisy as the plane was, I caught the occasional shika shika noise of Jack's fingers slurping through Carol's wet pussy, 3 feet from my head. And I could see her hand going up and down on Jack's hard cock under the tented blanket. The two businessmen probably could too. Jack leaned over Carol and said to me, "Neil, keep an eye out for a bit. Tap on Carol if the flight attendants walk by." At first I didn't understand. But when Jack whispered to Carol, and she lowered her head onto Jack's lap, I started to get the picture. As Jack sat straight up, he lifted the blanket. I caught a glimpse of his familiar stiff cock as Carol slid her head under the blanket. Her face was half covered by the blanket as she sucked Jack's cock. Carol bobbed her head up and down slowly, as I watched the aisle for flight attendants. The two businessmen were watching, but they seemed too entertained with the show to report the incident to anybody. It seemed like hours went by as my wife gave my boss a blowjob on the crowded flight. If anybody else knew what was going on in the seats behind or in front of us, I couldn't tell, but it's possible that somebody was suspicious. Jack sat with a satisfied grin on his face, his right hand on Carol's head, and his left hand back under the blanket on her pussy. The older flight attendant was coming down the aisle, and I tapped Carol, and she sat up. Then the attendant moved on, and Carol's head disappeared again under the blanket. I could see that Carol was sucking faster, and more obvious. The motion of the plane helped to hide her body gyrations, and Carol seemed to be careful to move only her head. Then Carol's head jumped back, and a moment later she sat up. Her lips and chin and nose were covered in cum. Carol bent down, and retrieved a Kleenex from her purse, and wiped her face off. Jack went back to pleasing Carol, feeling her breasts and fingering her pussy. Carol began to squirm more, and when Jack brazenly slid his head under the blanket, lifted her top, and sucked on her right nipple, Carol started to gyrate. I was hoping she'd just fake an orgasm, but that wasn't likely to stop Jack when Carol was right next to him anyway. Finally, Carol did thrash her legs around, exposing her bare thighs to the two businessmen and me. She dug her fingernails into my arm on the armrest, the first time the whole flight when she really touched me at all. She closed her eyes, bit her lip, and shuddered through an orgasm. I was really hoping that Jack would now leave Carol alone and let her rest. But the fondling continued, and within a few minutes Carol was back to giving Jack a hand job as he played with her pussy under the blanket. I looked at my watch. 90 minutes to go, if we were on time. 30 minutes of groping later, Jack whispered something to Carol. I heard the word. Bathroom. Carol looked at him wide-eyed, but said nothing. Jack reached under his blanket, and appeared to put his cock back in his pants. Carol pulled her skirt down, and Jack removed the blanket. Jack stood up, and Carol did too, motioning me to stand up and let her out. I stood up in the aisle, as did Carol. Jack motioned to Carol to go down the aisle toward the back of the plane. He whispered to me, "Follow me." I trailed the other two down the aisle. We stood outside the bathroom, which was in use. I looked at Carol, whose bra was still bunched up on her chest, her braless breasts hanging free, her nipples erect. Geez, everybody who watched her walk down the aisle could see that. Jack whispered to me, "You stand right outside the door. I'll knock when we're done, and you open the door when the coast is clear." When the bathroom opened, Jack looked to see that there were no flight attendants watching, and then pushed Carol inside. He quickly entered the bathroom right behind her, and closed the door. I stood outside, dejectedly keeping guard as my wife was likely joining the Mile High Club with my boss. It seemed like I was standing out there forever, as the flight attendant came and went. But my watch said it had only been about 10 minutes when I heard the knock. I knocked back, the door opened, and Jack and a disheveled and flustered-looking Carol walked out. I led the way down the aisle. Looking back, Carol's braless tits were still bobbling, her bra was still clearly bunched up on her chest, and her skirt was a bit cock-eyed and riding up. I realized that I really did have to go to the bathroom, so I headed back down the aisle, and waited for the occupied bathroom to open.
One of the businessmen that was sitting across the aisle from me joined me in line for the bathroom.
"Are you with that couple?"
he asked.
No.
I lied. "They're putting on quite a show over there."
"What have you seen?"
I asked him.
"Well, I know that she has long dark nipples,"
he replied.
"Those are probably implants, a bimbo like that."
I just nodded. The bathroom door opened, and I went in. I realized that I had just denied knowing my wife. I returned to my seat just as the announcement was made to return to our seats and fasten our seat belts. Right before we began descending, Jack pulled out his cell phone. He clicked on a button and reached over to show me something. It took me a moment to make out what it was. It was a video of Jack fucking my wife in the jet bathroom. It appeared that Jack was holding his phone out to one side as he took it. Jack was hunched over Carol from behind. Her skirt was hiked up to her waist, and her top was also pulled up to reveal her dangling tits. The jet was jostling them as Jack slammed into Carol's jiggling bottom from behind. When the video clip ended, Jack pulled the phone back. Carol sat with her head in her hands as we landed. Chapter 4. Hotel. At the airport, Jack picked up our rental car and made me drive to the hotel, while he and Carol sat in the back seat, making out and who knows what else in the dark. We arrived at the hotel, and Jack went to the desk to pick up the keys. He led us up to our room.
"Do you have mine and Carol's key?" I asked.
"I have one key. One room. We're going to share a room. You know, austerity, since your claim is going to raise the company's insurance rates."
So we followed Jack into our hotel room, which at least had two double beds. I closed the curtains on the window, but Jack opened them right up again.
"Carol," said Jack, "why don't you go shower?"
Carol reached into her overnight bag and retrieved her long conservative nightgown and walked towards the bathroom.
"And leave the door open," ordered Jack.
Carol half closed the door, but the myriad of mirrors in the bathroom and outer sink made it possible to see most of Carol from nearly every angle as she stripped her clothes off and stood naked as she started the shower water running. Jack and I both watched her nude body bending over at the waist. When Carol climbed into the tub and pulled the shower curtain closed, Jack walked right into the bathroom. I watched him quickly get naked and heard Carol gasp when she saw Jack entering the shower right along with her. Jack left a large gap in the shower curtain, plus the curtain cast shadows. So I could pretty well figure out what was going on in the shower with my boss and my wife. First, Jack stood behind her, with a lather of soap, and reached around and rubbed soap all over her tits. He worked his way down to her pussy and soaped that good, goosing her bare but crack with his erect cock. Carol turned around, and he soaped up her ass and long legs, and then made Carol rub soap all over his bare body. She took extra time stroking his soap-covered cock. The couple made out again. I stood just outside watching, rubbing my cock a little, but I was in view of the open curtain. There was some more making out under the streaming water and groping. Then I saw just silhouettes of Carol dropping to her knees and her bobbing head as she sucked his cock. Doesn't this guy ever get enough? Then Carol stood up and placed her hands on the wall just under the shower head. Jack got behind her and seemed to enter her from behind and humped her as he played with her bobbling tits. And then Carol turned around to face Jack and put one foot up on the edge of the tub so Jack could enter her pussy. Jack humped her, and I could see a little of Carol's shaking ass through the gap in the shower curtain. Carol's squeals echoed off the bathroom walls. They both reached a loud orgasm and once again soaped themselves clean. Jack came out of the bathroom first with a towel wrapped around his waist. He quickly opened his overnight bag, and I saw him pull out a wad of what looked like colored underwear. He grabbed a matching bra and panty set and handed it to Carol in the bathroom.
"Here," he said. "I brought you something nice to wear. I took the liberty of checking out your lingerie size at your house."
We watched Carol put on the garments in the bathroom, but she wouldn't come out.
"Are you going to close the curtains?"
"No, I'm not, Carol dear," replied Jack.
"Come out now."
Carol stepped into the room. Her entire outfit consisted of two pieces. One was a very pink and very see-through bra. It lifted her breasts with a firm shelf underneath, but the cup itself was nearly transparent. Her big dark areolas were clearly detectable. Her cleavage hung out the top and the sides. The panties were thongs, and again see-through at the crotch. Carol's pussy hair, I now noticed, was trimmed back a little further than at our house dinner party, which had been trimmed from the earlier session in Jack's office. But a clear triangle of pubic hair around and above her pussy mound there was, and it was on display. The thongs themselves were tiny, just a little triangle, and Carol's pubic hairs spilled out of the top just a bit when she moved. Her mama tummy was not flat, but the way the thong dipped in the front made it look sexier, to me anyway. My jaw dropped, and Jack exclaimed, "Holy shit, do you look sexy?" Carol stood with her hands at her side, her head down.
"Can I dry my hair?" Carol asked.
"Sure.
Go do it in front of that mirror by the window."
There was a mirror, cornered up right next to the window. Jack wanted my scantily clad wife to go stand by the window. I looked out beyond the window. The hotel was L-shaped, and there were rooms outside just a few feet away. Many of them were darkened, but there were some with lights on in the rooms. There was also what appeared to be a condo building directly across from us, not that far away. I could see a couple of people in those buildings, and if I could see them, then they could see us. Jack turned on the light by the mirror to give plenty of light to Carol to dry and brush her hair, as well as anybody who was looking in at her, which is what Jack was going for. As Carol blow-dried her hair and then brushed it out, Jack called room service and ordered some snacks. The refrigerator had beverages in it already, he said. I watched Carol. Her bare ass looked just a hair large, but pretty damn sexy, sticking out of her pink thong. I looked outside, and could see a few people looking over now. And some other rooms seemed to go dark with their curtains opened. When Jack got off the phone, he sat back on a bed and ordered Carol to turn towards the window to give a show as she brushed her hair. Later he told her to turn her back to the window, to show her bare ass. There was a knock on the door. Answer it, Carol. Order Jack. It's room service. Let them in, and give them a good show. Carol went to the door and opened it. A young black man was in the hall. Room service. He announced, standing with a cart full of food. Carol, as instructed, stood in full view. The man's eyes widened as he took in Carol's nearly naked body in her pink see-through bra and thongs. She led him into the room, and he took his sweet time placing the food on the table, as Carol stood by to get ogled. Her nipples got hard and poked through the outfit, and she tugged up on her thongs that were slipping down to allow pubic hair to hang out the top. It occurred to me that it's possible that this was the first black man that's ever seen Carol naked. Jack took his time finding him a tip. When room service left, we ate some snacks, and drank some of the alcohol, still attracting some attention from the buildings nearby. When we were done, Jack had me put the dishes in the hall. Carol, said Jack, working on his third drink. You seem to have attracted a crowd over there where that party is taking place. We looked out the window, and Jack had indeed spotted a party going on at a condo, and many people there, an equal number of men and women, were looking over in our direction, almost surely checking out Carol in her see-through bra and panties. Give them a little show, said Jack. We're done with the underwear. Take off your top. Carol looked back and hesitated. In my mind I repeated my mantra. We're doing this for Kyle. Carol must have thought the same thing, because she stood sideways, watching herself in the mirror, as she dropped her bra straps. Then she unhooked the bra in front, opened it, and dropped it on the floor, allowing her breasts to bobble free. Give them a little jiggle, said Jack. Carol jiggled her chest back and forth, and her tits bobbled around. When Jack said, face the window and do that. She faced the window and shook her tits. I couldn't hear the people in the opposite building, but it was apparent that they were cheering my wife on. I had no idea how many more people were seeing her topless. Now the thongs, said Jack. Carol faced us, and slid her thongs down off her thighs. She bent completely over to retrieve the garment from her feet and toss it aside. Shake your booty, ordered Jack. Carol did, shaking her ass first for the people in the windows, and then pointing her ass at Jack and me. Her cheeks rippled and wobbled, and so did her big jugs. Look in the mirror and lift up your tits, said Jack. Carol faced herself in the mirror, and reached up and lifted both of her big breasts, her palms under them. Lick your nipples. I don't know how many women are busty enough to actually get their nipples to their mouths, but Carol was, although I'd never actually seen her do it before. Now she lowered her chin, lifted her right breast high, and circled her tongue around her areola and nipple. Ooh, sexy, said Jack. Now suck your left nipple. Carol did as told, and managed to get her whole nipple inside her mouth. Suck it good. Carol suckled on her nipples, while Jack, I, and a whole bunch of other people in other buildings, watched. When Carol was done with her show, Jack told her to turn off the overhead lights. But he left the light on by the window. There was still a bathroom light on, as well as some light coming in from the window. I was sitting on the bed nearest the door, and Jack was in the bed nearest the window. Come here, Carol, said Jack. Jack threw off his towel, and lay back in his bed. I could see Jack's hard cock sticking up. My nude wife climbed in bed with my boss as ordered. She lay back on the bed, and stroked Jack's cock as he made out with her and fondled her breasts. I climbed under the covers of my bed, 3 feet from where my wife and boss shared a bed. I had a killer hard on, and under the sheets I took off my clothes. Carol slid down the bed and sucked on Jack's cock. Once again. I could hear the slurping sounds in the silent room. Then Jack had Carol lay back on the bed. He slid between her legs, and ate her pussy. I could see her tits bobbling on her chest, and beyond that I could see the people in the party condo watching her. And I spotted a few more people at their windows peering over, and movement in other darkened rooms. Jack slid up onto Carol, and inserted his cock into her. She wrapped her long legs around him, and put her arms around his bare back. He humped her slowly, gyrating his hips side to side. Carol whimpered. I grabbed my cock and stroked it, trying not to be obvious about it. Jack started humping faster. I could hear his flesh slapping hers. She grabbed him tightly and grunted. Un! Hun! The bed shook, and Jack got Carol's big body bouncing pretty good. Carol shook and squirmed. She slithered around the bed, with Jack chasing her. Neither of them paid me any mind that I could tell. I kept watching, and kept stroking. Carol grunted and moaned. Ugh. Wee wee. Jack thrust like a piston on a locomotive, violently slapping his pelvis into my wife. Slap 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 slap. Carol let loose with some ear-splitting squeals. Ahigi. Ugh. I lost control, and came into my bed, my cock pumping more and more jism into the sheets. Jack came, and obviously so did Carol, and Jack fell on top of her, both of them panting loudly. I lay back down. Jack climbed off of Carol and lay back on the bed next to her. He'd certainly made my wife his own. Jack got up and turned off the light near the window, and climbed back into bed. I watched them lay together silently. I was physically and mentally drained, and it was very late. I fell asleep alone in my bed. I woke up, hearing some noise.
It was still dark. I looked over at the other bed. In the dim light coming from the bathroom, I could see that Carol was on top of Jack. She was straddling him, and they were fucking. Again. She was riding him, leaning forward on her hands, and he was humping up into her. Her bare ass was bucking down into his cock. Her big jugs dangled down. Jack reached up and played with her tits. He leaned up and suckled the hanging udders. I stroked my hard cock again. I listened to every grunt and groan, surmising what each was feeling at the moment. Carol came again. Jack came again. I came again. I went back to sleep. An hour later, I woke up to discover Carol on her knees and Jack mounting her from behind. Carol never wanted me to do her doggy style, never allowed it. But there she was, being taken as a sex slave, her master slapping into her from behind, her butt cheeks visibly shaking even in the dim light, her dangling tits swinging around. Her head was hanging down, and her hair covered her face. But she was grunting, and crying, I believe. Carol shuddered, moaned, and came. Jack came. I came. Chapter 5. Beach. I woke up to see Jack getting out of the shower and getting dressed. It was light out. I looked over at Carol, still naked beneath the sheets in the next bed. She woke up and looked at Jack. I have to go to a meeting, he announced. I'll be back in a couple of hours. You two catch up on some sleep. When I get back, we'll go to a beach and get some sundae. With that, he exited the hotel room. I looked over at Carol. She looked over at me. She lay back down and fell asleep. An hour later, I climbed into her bed. I lay naked next to her, in the dirty bedsheets where she'd been screwing another man. How do you feel? I asked her. How do you think I feel? I feel awful in so many different ways, replied Carol. I had mixed emotions. I felt terrible for her. And for me. And I was embarrassed and angry that other men could get her to orgasm so easily and so often. I didn't understand it. Also, I wanted to fuck her. Watching her being taken made me so horny. But I couldn't tell her that. How long is he going to make me do these things? Carol asked. I don't know, I said. But we have return plane tickets for tonight. I don't know what more he can do before then. Carol cried herself back to sleep. Our keeper Jack returned a little before 11 a.m., local time. Carol and I had both showered. Since Jack had said we were going to a beach, we both got into the bathing suits we brought, and put shorts and shirts on over them. Carol in particular didn't want to be naked when Jack came back. Jack had us pack up and check out of the hotel. Walking out to the back parking lot, I wondered how many of the people out and about had seen my wife getting naked and laid the night before. Jack behaved, and actually drove to a beach. We arrived, grabbed our beach towels from our bags, and took a boardwalk from the parking lot to the beach. It wasn't that crowded on the beach, despite a warm day with a mild breeze. Then I spotted a sign. It said, clothing optional beyond this point. Carol saw it too. Clothing optional? That's partially right, replied Jack. Clothing optional for Neil and me. But it's nudity required for you, Carol. Carol gasped. No. Why? Jack just gave her a look, and Carol shut up, knowing better than to argue with the man that held our son's life in his hands. Come on, Carol, strip, Jack ordered. Carol whimpered. I looked around. There were a few people walking along this long stretch of beach, and some more on beach towels and chairs sunning themselves. None of them were nude. But Carol dropped her towel, grabbed the hem of her t-shirt, and pulled it up over her head. Then she unzipped and slid out of her khaki shorts, revealing her conservative black one-piece bathing suit that she'd planned to wear today. But after a short pause, Carol pulled down the straps of her bathing suit, letting her breasts fall out. Then she bent over and tugged the suit off of her bottom and down her legs. Her nudity was now quite familiar to both Jack and me. Still, it made my cock tingle seeing her out in bright daylight completely naked, with a bunch of strangers walking along looking at her. Okay, Carol, you look fabulous. Let's start walking. Where are we walking? I asked. It's a good half mile or more down the beach. We're meeting a couple of people. I didn't ask Jack who the people were. I knew Jack well enough that if he wanted us to know, he would tell us. The current problem was that my wife was naked, and we had to walk a long way. You walk ahead, Carol, ordered Jack. We'll be right behind you. Carol began walking down the beach, buck naked. Jack and I followed along, about 15 feet behind. Jack seemed to be pretending that we weren't with Carol. I looked at Carol. As she walked down the beach, her bare butt cheeks rose and fell very noticeably with each step, her flesh wobbling each time. Probably more than if she were a younger girl. Although it was real sexy. I started getting hard in my bathing suit. Jack was watching Carol, too. But besides watching my naked wife, I think we were both watching the other people. Most were dressed, except for a few old men. Some were walking along in the opposite direction. Each one was staring at my wife's naked brown-haired pussy, and her large bobbling tits. Even from behind, I could see the sides of her breasts swaying from side to side. And everybody else was taking them in. And once they were by Carol, they all turned around to check out her bare white ass. There were retired men, and old women. Middle-aged men and couples. They were fairly subtle in their looking. There were small groups of single young men, some appearing to be no more than 18. Those were the ones that ogled Carol the most obviously. Three of them even turned around to walk ahead for a second look. There were couples and groups already lying on towels and sitting in chairs, craning their necks to get a good look of the pale wife and mother. After a while, we seemed to be creating a small traffic jam behind us. After seeing Carol's bare bobbling butt, some male walkers going our way hurried up ahead to get a look at her frontal. But some preferred to walk just behind us, taking in the same jiggling ass flesh that Jack and I were. Jack pulled out his cell phone. He started taking videos of Carol from behind. I watched his monitor to see him move in closer for a shot of her bobbling butt cheeks. Later I could tell he was taping some of the gawkers as they stared at Carol. A large group of what appeared to be some sort of college track team, all wearing the same t-shirts, came running down the beach. They hooted the loudest. A sextet of late-teen Hispanic men walked by and whistled and made comments in Spanish. It seemed like we walked for miles. Then I saw two men waving at us. Jack waved back. As we got closer, the faces began to look familiar. Then I recognized them. It was Bill and Randy. I knew Bill and Randy. They used to work in my office. Then they got promoted and opened an office out here. I didn't like those guys. They were very similar to each other. They were both from Texas. Both my age, big jocks, loud, aggressive, and obnoxious. They took credit for my work, got promotions I should have gotten. They were also pigs, real sexists with the girls in the office. Carol had met them a couple of times at company functions. She knew my opinion of them, and she seemed to share it. And now my rivals were about to see my wife completely naked. Jack walked up to where Bill and Randy were sitting on beach towels a little further offshore, near where the sand broke and the grass and rock-covered dunes started. Jack quickly shook hands with the two of them. Then he turned to me and Carol, who was standing next to me, half behind me, her arms trying to cover her bare breasts. Bill and Randy were at the meeting this morning, and I invited them to join us, Jack said to Carol and me. Then he turned to Bill and Randy. I believe you know these two. Howdy, Neil, said Bill. Hi, Neil, said Randy. But their eyes quickly went to Carol. Carol, right? Asked Bill. Come on out, Carol, don't be shy, said Randy. Let's get a good look at you. Randy grabbed her hand and pulled her out into the open. Both of my rivals studied my naked, blushing wife. Holy crap, you look even hotter than I imagined you'd look naked, Carol, laughed Bill, looking Carol up and down at point-blank range. Nice hooters, Carol, commented Randy. Bill reached into a nearby cooler and grabbed a couple of cans of beer. Want a cold brew? He offered one to Carol and one to Jack. Carol declined, Jack accepted. Let's get comfortable, said Jack. He laid out his beach towel behind Bill's and Randy's. Then he took Carol's beach towel and laid it right between Bill's and Randy's. Relax and get some sun, Carol, said Jack, and he led her over to the beach towel. Carol, in a daze, did what she was told, and sat down on the towel with her knees up, shrugging her shoulders to cover her breasts. Who brought the suntan lotion? Asked Jack. I didn't, said Bill. Not me, said Randy. I just shrugged. Well, it's a good thing that I did then, laughed Jack. He reached into his bag and pulled out a large bottle of lotion and tossed it to Bill, who was now sitting next to Carol on his own beach towel. Lotion up, Carol. We don't want her to burn her gorgeous private parts. Bill and Randy laughed. Then Bill said, Lie down on your stomach, Carol. Carol obediently lied down on her stomach on her beach towel. Her legs were slightly spread, and Jack was staring up her legs from right behind her. Nice view from here, laughed Jack. Nice view from here, said Bill, as he knelt over Carol's bare backside. He opened the lotion bottle and dribbled some over her back. Then he rubbed it into her flesh, taking his sweet time about it. He massaged her shoulders and back and worked his way down to her tailbone. Then he dumped large globs of lotion on both butt cheeks. He put the bottle down and meticulously rubbed her bare ass cheeks. He kneaded them firmly, squeezing her butt flesh between his fingers, staring down at the butt from 2 feet directly above her. He jiggled the flesh rapidly, as Randy, sitting just on the other side of Carol, watched and grinned. Bill even opened her butt cheeks and worked lotion into her crack, up to her asshole. Bill squirted more lotion on Carol's thighs and rubbed the lotion in. He took more than enough time on her inner thighs, grazing her bare hairy pussy, which caused Carol to squirm. When Bill finished rubbing my wife's long calves, Randy grabbed the lotion bottle and said, Now roll over, Carol. Carol sat up and rolled over, glancing down at Jack, apparently hoping for him to rescue her. But Jack just sipped his beer and looked up at her pussy, grinning. Carol leaned back on her elbows, her legs slightly parted. Her body was very pale, except for her legs and upper chest. But her breasts had never really been out in the sun that I am aware of, and they were almost translucently white. They stuck out nicely as she rested back on her elbows, and her legs looked long and sexy the way that her knees were slightly bent and up. Randy started with her feet and calves, dribbling lotion on her and rubbing it in, grinning down at her as he worked. He rubbed up her thighs, forcing her to spread her legs, as he worked in the white drops, causing her thigh flesh to jiggle. Randy rubbed lotion into Carol's hips, and brazenly combed his fingers through her pubic hair before rubbing her pussy mound firmly. We don't want this to burn, he laughed. Carol squirmed and let out a small gasp. Randy worked up her stomach, and as he did so, Carol's nipples started to pucker more. Soon they were back at full length, poking up at Randy. And then Randy dribbled large quantities of lotion on Carol's chest, and down into her cleavage. He dropped the bottle, reached up with both hands, and massaged my wife's bare tits. He circled his palms around them as they bobbled. He squeezed them firmly, jiggled them rapidly, and even slapped them around a little.
This got Bill and Jack chuckling.
Let me help, said Bill, and he grabbed Carol's left tit and fondled it roughly while Randy groped the right tit.
Finally, Carol let out a little squeal.
Okay, boys, let the woman get some raise, said Jack.
With that, Carol turned back on her stomach on her beach towel, with my two business rivals lying on either side of her, ogling her naked body, and flirting and hitting on her. Jack just lied on his towel, alternately drinking beer and staring up at Carol's exposed crotch. We were at a narrow part of the beach, not far from the shore, and plenty of people were now walking along the beach. Plenty of them took their time and stared at Carol's naked body. Some stopped and played in the water. Jack told Carol to turn over so she wouldn't get burned, but I think he just wanted her to expose her tits and pussy to the crowd, and himself. After a while, Jack stood up and said,
Come on, Carol, let's go cool off in the water.
Yeah, Carol, said Bill.
It's playtime.
I'm in,
said Randy, and they pulled the reluctant Carol up to her feet.
Neil, you stay here and guard my wallet and the beer,
ordered Jack. Jack, Bill, and Randy escorted my nude wife down to the water. Jack and Bill took Carol by the hand and coaxed her to the shore. Randy ran up to his bag and pulled out a beach football. He took it down to the water, and all four of them played catch. Somehow they managed to keep Carol in the shallow water so her nudity was exposed to the people walking along the shore, as well as a group of people who had managed to set up camp near Carol. Carol's big tits and mature ass bobbled wildly as she threw the football and ran to retrieve it. The three men all seemed to constantly overthrow the ball to Carol, causing her to run a few feet to retrieve it, as her tits bounced wildly. I venture to guess that she was happier in deep water where she could hide her nudity. But once she stopped the game of catch and got waist deep, the grab ass started, as Jack appeared to be encouraging Bill and Randy to get in some feels, and pull Carol down into the water. From about 80 feet away, I watched Bill try to pick up Carol. Carol was no small woman, but Bill was a big jock, and he grabbed her and threw her into deeper water. Bill then grabbed her, getting her by the butt as she picked her up, and nuzzled his nose into her cleavage, before throwing her into the water again. Carol was blocked from heading to the shore, and so she stayed in chest-deep water to hide her nudity. Bill approached her from the front and held her. Carol tried to back up, but Randy got directly behind her and held her in place. They were mostly under the water up to their chests. Bill seemed to have his elbows to his side and his hands out front. It's possible he was feeling her tits. Carol was shaking her head no, her eyes darting to shore and then to Jack, who stood nearby watching. Randy was up close behind her. His hands were under the water. I couldn't see where. Then between cresting waves, I could see that Bill did have both hands up in front of him, on Carol's naked breasts. Carol had her hands on his chest, like she was trying to push him away or keep him at bay, but I don't think she was really pushing. As for Randy behind her, his arms were down in front of him, and I imagined the worst, picturing him groping her bare butt, and perhaps even reaching between her spread legs and playing with her pussy. And then Jack started to make out with Carol, and did the protruding tongue thing with Carol, and after that Bill and Randy traded long kisses with my naked wife in deeper water, their hands out of sight. The group returned to the beach towels and dried off. Bill and Randy were more than eager to towel off Carol all over. But Jack interceded.
Boys, this time let Carol dry herself and put on her own lotion, said Jack.
I thought he was gaining a heart until I heard him continue.
Carol, stand out there a few feet and dry yourself. Give everybody a good show.
Everybody was a large group of people that had managed to set up their beach towels around our little group. Carol is no firm teen, but she was tall and busted and pretty, and was the most arousing thing I'd spotted naked on the beach. And so there were easily 40 people sitting and lying in our general vicinity, not so subtly looking at Carol. Many more had watched her frolicking by the water and decided to stop and loiter at water's edge near Carol. And so knowing Jack, as Carol and I now do, we both were beginning to understand that Jack wanted Carol to put on a show, similar to what she'd done last night in the hotel. Carol grabbed her towel and stood a few feet away from us, closer to the water.
That's it,
said Jack, loud enough for Carol and me to hear, but not loud enough for the throngs to hear over the wind and waves. Carol rubbed her front dry, making her tits bobble and shake rapidly. She bent at the waist to rub her pussy and legs, letting her tits dangle freely. She lifted one knee and then the other to rub her thighs dry. Jack then tossed the bottle of suntan lotion to Carol.
Start with your chest.
Carol dumped lotion on her chest, put the bottle down, and slowly rubbed the lotion into her breasts, lifting and rubbing them as Randy had done earlier.
Jiggle them more.
Faster. Carol jiggled her own tits rapidly, while pulling on her nipples and palming her globes. I looked at the crowd. There were a group of drinking college jocks, a handful of nerds who were probably there looking for naked women, a couple of older men who likewise may have been walking the beach with their sunglasses on so they could ogle women, some middle-aged couples who were perhaps innocent witnesses but still enthralled by Carol's brazen show, and many more. I caught a couple of them aiming their cell phone cameras Carol's way. And a dude up on the hill behind us to the right had a camera with a telephoto lens. Carol worked her way down her front, and Jack murmured out instructions, praising her when she did something sexy. Carol rubbed her stomach and managed to shake her tits rapidly while doing it. Carol seemed to be looking down at her body, and I wondered if she had noticed how many people were looking over at her. She was almost assuredly aware. Carol spread her legs, bent her knees, and rubbed lotion into her inner thighs, causing them to jiggle. Then she lotioned her calves, bending at the waist so her big tits swung down loosely for the throngs. More and more people walking along the beach had stopped,
at first to see what everybody else was stopping for, and then to watch the tall buxom woman put on her sex show. And Bill and Randy were also silently mesmerized by my wife's actions. When Carol rubbed her shoulders and back, she arched her back and threw her tits out, and they wobbled as she massaged her own upper and lower back. But when it was time to lotion her butt, Jack told her to turn around. Now, when she jiggled and squeezed her own bare white butt, perhaps 100 people were watching. Carol bent from the waist to lotion the back of her legs, and I'm sure that more than a few of the onlookers caught a glimpse of her hair-covered pussy slit between her legs. Some could probably also see her puckered asshole. Finally, Carol finished her show, and as she walked back to the rest of us, the group of drinking college jocks actually applauded. Carol was requested to return to her towel between Bill and Randy. She turned on her right side, and from my angle I could see her tits hanging down sideways. Her left knee was up a little, and I could see Bill's hand fondling her butt, and reaching between her legs to tickle her pubic hair. Randy, also on his side facing Carol, reached over and tugged on her nipple, as he talked quietly to her. We were too close to the water for passersby and other sunbathers not to notice sexual activity, which I heard Jack tell Randy was strictly forbidden on the beach and could lead to arrest. That kept the touching subtle, but didn't completely stop it. Bill twirled her hair from behind, and Randy ran his fingers down along her hips. Jack said, "We're out of beer," Bill said. "There's a bar at the hotel right there up the hill. Hey Neil, can you run up there and get us a few cans of beer? Take my bag." Jack nodded at the suggestion. Reluctantly, I left my wife there with the three dirty men. Carol gave me a fearful look as I got up, but I said nothing to her. I walked over to the hotel and bought some beers at the hotel's patio bar. When I returned to my group, I saw that our clothes were still there, but everybody was gone. I looked along the beach and in the water, but didn't see them. Up the dune beyond our spot, I saw a bathing suit laid out on a piece of driftwood. The suit looked a lot like the one that Randy had been wearing. I climbed a small hill, just up from our beach towels. I saw some people in a crevice between some small dunes. I stayed out of sight, until I was close enough to recognize my wife and boss and my business rivals. Carol and Randy were lying on my beach towel, nestled between two small sand dunes. Randy was lying on top of my wife. Bill and Jack were sitting on a nearby piece of large driftwood. I moved in closer to see Randy's bare butt between Carol's legs, humping her rapidly. With the sound of the waves and seagulls, I couldn't hear anything from Carol or Randy, but could see plenty in the bright daylight. Randy was naked as he fucked my naked wife. Carol's hair had started to dry and was curly and unkempt, in sort of a wild sexy way. Her hands were on Randy's back as he humped into her. Her legs were splayed wide, her thighs were quivering. Randy humped really fast, and apparently finished quickly. I saw Bill and Jack stand up. As soon as Randy climbed off of Carol, Bill and Jack walked down to them, and took the recovering Carol by the arms. Soon Jack was back sitting on the log, and Carol was on her knees on a beach towel, in front of him. Carol leaned down, and sucked his cock. Bill stripped his bathing suit off, and knelt behind Carol. He worked his hard cock into her pussy and fucked her doggy style. I looked around. There was the dude on the hill, with his telephoto lens, no doubt clicking photos of my wife getting gangbanged by my boss and other coworkers. I don't know if anybody had an orgasm then, but they reconfigured. Jack lay on his back, and Carol climbed on top of him, backwards. Jack stabbed up, and I guessed that he wasn't aiming for her pussy, but her asshole. He eventually got inside her that way, and when he did, he yanked Carol backwards onto his chest. Then Bill re-entered her pussy, and Carol got DPD. This time I'd swear that I heard Carol squeal loudly, but on the noisy beach it was muffled. Carol got flailed around like a rag doll. Jack was a fairly little guy, but Bill and Randy were big Texan jocks, and they kicked up plenty of sand as they humped her. When the DP was done, they started over, with Carol taking Randy's cock in her mouth, and Jack and Bill getting hand jobs. Then Carol was flipped over and placed on top of the log. Her tits hung over the log, and Jack knelt behind her, and fucked her jiggling ass roughly. Bill knelt on the other side of the log, and stuffed his cock into her mouth. She took turns sucking Randy and Bill's cocks, back and forth, while they roughly groped her tits. It was more than an hour later when they finished up. The three men and woman spotted me sitting on the hill watching, but I didn't come down to join them. When I saw them brush the sand off of their bodies and start to pack up their towels, I walked back towards our clothes. I hated it knowing that my two asshole business rivals know that I passively watched them fuck my wife. We were tired and a little dehydrated when we walked back to our car. I looked at my watch. I knew we'd be a good 6 hours too early to go to the airport for our late flight. And we'd already checked out of the hotel. We were dirty and full of suntan lotion and sand. We needed to clean up. Bill had told Jack that there was a public bathroom up by the parking lot by our car. Jack retrieved his bag from the car, but he left Carol and me at the bathrooms, Carol still naked, to stand around being gawked at by people coming and going to the bathroom as well as some folks just hanging out near the parking lot. And when he returned, he only had his bag with him. He pulled out a bar of soap and a little bottle of shampoo, taken from the hotel. "I never use these, but I take them because I can get away with it, and they are mine to do what I please with," he explained. That sounded like Jack's philosophy on life. We walked over to the public restrooms. Carol was still completely naked, and Jack wouldn't give her her clothes back. "Not until you're clean," he said. The concrete block building housed toilets and a sink, but no showers. But outside there were two shower heads where people were rinsing the sand off their bodies in their bathing suits, and one guy even had a bar of soap.
So Jack gave Carol the soap and shampoo first, and we, and a dozen other people nearby, watched my wife soap her naked body off and wash her hair. A couple of guys even used the shower head right next to Carol's, practically showering with my wife. Europeans, I heard one guy say, as he watched my naked wife shower.
Chapter 6. Football game.
When Carol was clean and dry, Jack reached in his bag and handed her some clothes. They weren't clothes that she had packed or owned, but clothes that Jack apparently brought with him, such as last night's lingerie set. Carol didn't even check out the clothes, just quickly grabbed them and hurried into the bathroom to finally cover her naked body. But to me, the pile of garments looked small. Carol emerged from the bathroom, wearing an extremely short, tight off-white skirt. The skirt barely covered her butt. The top was a pink cotton thing, with spaghetti straps. The little shirt was extremely thin and tight, appearing practically ready to rip off Carol's chest. It stretched tight over her tits. It had the logo of the local city's football team on the front. Carol's bright orange bra hung out the top of the shirt, as did her bra straps, and the back of her bra, the clashing colors of the pink shirt and orange bra making it so obvious that the shirt was tiny. The bra was also low cut, and the shelf pushed her tits up and spilling out of her bra and blouse. She looked like a slut. "I found the t-shirt this morning at the hotel gift shop," said Jack. "Jack, I need panties," said Carol, informing me that she was currently going commando. "No panties tonight." Back at the car, we didn't know where Jack was driving until he got on the expressway and announced, "Did I tell you that we're going to the football game tonight?"
"No,"
Carol and I said, but Jack knew that he hadn't told us.
"Yeah.
10-yard line is all we could get with our group. And it isn't expected to be a close game. But we'll have fun with the group."
"What group?"
I asked. "Oh, Randy and Bill will be there, with some of their friends. And a couple of young guys that work for Randy and Bill. We'll meet them for tailgating." We made our way to the stadium parking lot. We had to park way out far, and had to search around for Randy and Bill's group, many of whom had been tailgating for hours already. As we wound through the lot among the other tailgaters, Carol was already getting hoots from some of the early drinking men. Randy and Bill had beaten us there, and were eating and drinking with a group of some of their friends, and a couple of their young employees. The friends were mostly cut from the same mold as Randy and Bill, mid-30s former jocks and frat boys. All men, there were no other women in the group. The two employees were barely out of high school, perhaps 18 or 19, just some jocks that worked in the back room. The friends supplied the food and beer, and Carol supplied the eye candy. The men couldn't take their eyes off of Carol. I wondered if Bill and Randy told their employees that they'd just gotten done screwing my wife. Anyway, we had late-night tickets home, and I knew that Jack had an important meeting tomorrow morning, so there would be no orgy tonight. We just had to get through this game and get back on the plane. The boys made Carol throw a football around, and got a little grabby when she held onto the ball too long. Mostly they just stared at her chest when she ran for the ball and her cleavage bounced in and out of the top of her orange bra. They dropped the ball over her head enough that I suspected that they wanted her to bend over in her short skirt. When she caught the ball, several of the men would run up to her and pretend to tackle her or try to steal the ball, all a ruse to grope her. Soon enough it became visually clear that she was going commando. There were women around at other nearby tailgate parties, as well as some security, but Carol still got her butt smacked once by Bill, and I saw Randy feel the exposed cleavage sticking out of Carol's bra, getting a laugh from some of the other men when he poked his index finger down into her cleavage crevice. Jack and I were still in our beach attire, and Jack told me to get clean clothes from my bag and find a bathroom to change in. Once again I hated to leave Carol alone, even in a crowd, and I gave a look back at her.
"Don't worry," said Jack.
"I'm making sure her pussy stays clean for now." When I returned and spotted our tailgate party from a distance, I didn't see Carol, and wondered if Jack went back on his word. But after a quick search I saw her between two closely parked SUVs. She was pushed back against the side of one SUV, and Randy and one of his friends were taking turns making out with her, feeling her tits over her bra, and rubbing her bare pussy under her short skirt. Jack stood guard near the rear of the vehicles. I watched for a while, and although she wasn't getting fucked, it seemed like Jack was running a little kissing booth type of racket with my wife, as various men took turns coming back one or two at a time for a kiss and some quick feels. We finally packed up the tailgates, entered the stadium, and found our seats. Carol was given an aisle seat, with Jack next to her. Randy and Bill sat in the next row down, just in front of Carol and Jack. And I was sitting next to the two teens another row down. Many of the rest of our tailgate party were sitting around us. The first thing that was obvious was that there were a lot of horny drunk men around our section. The second thing that was obvious was that nearly all of them were staring at Carol's jiggling cleavage as she walked up the aisle and sat down. And the third thing that was quickly becoming obvious was that Carol was having a hard time keeping her pussy from being on display when she sat down in her tiny tight skirt. The fans were still filing in when I watched Jack whispering to Carol, while looking down at her long bare legs and short skirt. Carol's eyes opened wide, but following Jack's whispered orders, she spread her knees apart. From two rows down, I could see my wife's bare pussy up her skirt. But I could actually read Jack's lips when he mouthed, "Wider," to Carol. And she spread her legs far apart, her left knee hanging out into the aisle, her right knee knocking against Jack. Her brown pubic hair was still obvious, but even her pink labia were visible to me, as was the whole shape of her protruding pussy mound between her bare thighs. I looked down and watched the mostly male crowd climb up the steps and catch a glimpse of Carol.
Her major cleavage and long bare legs would first catch their attention, but their eyes would widen as they spotted my wife's bare pussy up her nearly non-existent skirt. Many of the men already sitting down noticed too, and I watched some guys spread the word and cause more heads to turn back and see Carol's pussy. Once the game started, Jack apparently elected Carol to be the concession girl. He was always sending her down to the concession stands for something. Each time she walked down the aisle, and each time she climbed back up, more and more heads turned to watch her jiggling cleavage and wiggling butt. Many nearby had already had seen her bare pussy, and a couple of drunks bent over behind her as she walked up, trying to see up her skirt. They were likely successful, by their expression. Even the beer vendors were regularly kneeling down in the aisle just below Carol, looking up her skirt. There was rarely an absence of beer vendors in our section. It wasn't much of a game. There was nothing on the line, it was played sloppily, and the score was lopsided in favor of the visitors. But it was a nice night in a warm weather climate, the beer flowed, and there was Carol to look at. I don't know how many people saw Carol's pussy, but it was probably more than the number who saw it this afternoon on the beach. By the end of the third quarter, most of our section was plastered, and spending more time looking up at Carol than they did at the game. As the game progressed, the men around us hooted more and louder when Carol jiggled by. On one of her many concession runs, some big jock groped her ass, and she almost dropped her tray of food. Through much of the game, Bill and Randy and their young employees were turned around and chatting up Carol as they stared at her pussy. Now late in the game, Bill said, "Carol, you're the best thing about this game." "Carol, this game is boring," said Randy. "Why don't you flash your boobs to liven things up?" Carol didn't reply to the crude suggestion. But the two younger guys, terribly drunk and terribly loud and profane, heard their boss's suggestion and liked the idea. They yelled, "Yeah, flash those titties. Show those puppies." The two young drunks began yelling, chanting, "Flash your tits. Flash your tits." Bill and Randy joined in. Soon most of the section below us, and the one next to us on the other aisle, were also chanting, having seen enough of Carol to believe she was an exhibitionist slut. "Flash your tits. Flash your tits." The people in the other sections were looking over to see what the fuss was. Carol was clearly embarrassed at the filthy suggestion, but could do nothing but sit there looking humiliated. When the chanting got louder and didn't let up, Jack said something in Carol's ear. I saw her mouth open and look at Jack and shake her head no. But Jack, who'd had a whole lot to drink himself, wasn't one to be trifled with, and Carol knew it. When Jack motioned for her to stand up, she did. She looked out at the throngs, who got noisier when the target of their crude demand stood up. Carol, her eyes darting, grabbed the hem of her little pink top and lifted it up. The crowd's roar got louder. But when she lifted it just past her orange bra and gave a brief bra cup flash and pulled the garment back down, the crowd wasn't satisfied, and neither was Jack. After a quick disappointed smattering of booze, the continuation of the chant started. Looking at Jack, Carol knew what she had to do, and somehow found the courage to do it. She lifted the shirt again, this time grabbing the bottom of her bra cups on the way up, and yanked up. Her tits spilled out of her cups and bobbled freely as Carol held her top and her bra above her tits on her chest. The crowd roared louder than it did for the home team the whole night. Everybody in every section of our corner of the stadium stood up. The sections behind her stood, to the left, to the right, and all the way down to field level. There were literally thousands of people looking at my wife as she threw her chest out and flashed her big bare tits for the crowd. I suspect Jack yelled something to her, because she started to turn to her left and right to give more people a view, and shook her chest back and forth to make her tits jiggle rapidly. The crowd rewarded her with a deafening roar at the sight of her bare tits. Carol was smiling, perhaps on Jack's suggestion, and even let out a "Whoa!" But it was clear to me that the look in her eyes was clear mortification, and her heart wasn't in her tailing. "Whoa!" Her hands were actually shaking as she held her top up above her breasts. I saw camera flashes go off, and a couple of guys actually run up the steps to get a closer look. That's when Jack finally let Carol pull her top down and sit in her seat. Carol blinked away tears as she stuffed her tits back into her bra cups and pulled her shirt back down. The crowd had just started to die down, when two big heavy guys in yellow jackets walked up the stairs. They were security, and they were after Carol. They motioned for Carol to come with them. Jack stood up and tried to talk to them, but they weren't listening. One of the men took Carol by the arm and walked her down the stairs, to a round of booze from Carol's drunken frothing fans. Jack followed Carol down, carrying her purse, and I also followed them down under the stands. The two big security guards led us into the bowels of the stadium to a security holding room. In the silence of the security area, the first security guy said, "We're going to hold you here for the police, who will probably charge you with public indecency or something." "Oh, come on, man, she was just having some fun. She didn't hurt anyone," said Jack in her defense. "Are you her husband?" asked the second guard. "No," I said. "I am." Jack pulled out his wallet and whipped out a wad of bills. "Look, I'm sure we can just forget the whole thing and, let her off with a warning." The two security guards looked at each other. I wasn't sure if they were considering the bribe, or thinking of busting Jack. "Nah, put that away," said the first guard. But Jack was his usual resourceful self. "How about—" He paused, lowering his voice. "How about if she gives you a private viewing?" "You mean flash her titties at us?" asked the second guard. "Yes, that's exactly what I mean. You get a private close-up view of her big tits, and I'll throw in the cash. And then you let us go." The two guards looked at Carol in her slutty attire, and then looked at each other, then back at Carol,
then back at each other. All right, said the first guard. Show us the goods. Jack nodded at Carol. Carol exhaled and whimpered. But she obediently repeated her naughty flash. She lifted her top and bra, and her jugs fell out into the open, in front of the two slack-jawed security men. But the security dudes weren't satisfied with looking. The first one reached out and groped Carol's right tit. When neither Jack nor Carol, nor I, objected, the second security guard grabbed my wife's exposed left tit and mauled it. The five of us stood there in the security room under the overhanging fluorescent lights, as the two big security guards roughly groped my wife's exposed breasts. The first guard then ran his free hand up under Carol's skirt and rubbed her pussy, expecting panties but finding bare hair and flesh. The second guard grabbed her ass, hiking her skirt up to expose her bare ass and pussy, and the hands groping then. I wondered if they'd do this all night. Then the second guard lined up behind Carol and quickly whipped out his cock. Before any of us really knew what was happening, he'd slid his cock into Carol's pussy from behind. He bent Carol over and fucked her rapidly. The first security guard then whipped out his cock, and as Carol was bent over with her hands on her knees, he lifted up his yellow jacket and stuffed his cock into her mouth. Carol held onto the man's waist as she bent over and sucked, and got fucked from behind. Then the man behind Carol stood her up, turned her around, picked her up like a rag doll, and simply placed her exposed pussy on his cock, holding her up by her butt. Not to be outdone, the other security guard got behind Carol and began working his cock into her exposed asshole. My wife was now being floated in the air, sandwiched by two huge guys, one fucking her pussy, and the other fucking her ass. Even Jack looked amazed at their strength, and figuratively, their balls. Carol squealed as she was jostled by the two men, doubly impaled on their cocks. The big men humped rapidly, wasting no time. Carol gyrated and threw her head around, her hands on the one man's shoulders. The guy in her pussy came first, followed closely by the guy in her asshole. They tossed her down, into my arms. They zipped up their pants and their yellow jackets and said, "Okay, get out. All the way out of the stadium and the parking lot. And don't come back." We quickly exited the security office and found our way back to the exit, to the rental car, and to the airport. Chapter 7. Christmas Party. Jack promised that he'd file all our insurance paperwork next Monday when he would meet with the company's insurance rep. One more week that Carol and I would have to deal with his sexual extortion. Jack's only hint along that line was to insist that Carol and I attend the company Christmas party this coming Saturday. There was some financial extortion as well. Jack called me into his office and gave me a raise. But in return, he had me sign a 3-year non-compete agreement. This meant that if I left the company, I couldn't work for another firm in our line of business, or my line of work, for 3 years after I left. So unless I wanted to change careers, it meant that I was an indentured servant to Jack. I couldn't leave and make a decent living, so I was stuck. And I got a new boss 2 levels up named Chris. Jack hired my boss's replacement from outside the company. Just a few years older than me in his early 40s, Chris had short cropped brown hair with sideburns, was an Ivy Leaguer, always on his cell phone, and had a superior attitude about him. On his first day in his new position, since I still didn't have an immediate supervisor, we had a private meeting late in the day just to get acquainted. It was mostly about my responsibilities and such. But at the end he asked, "Are you going to the Christmas party on Saturday?" "Yes, we're coming," I replied. "I hear your wife is very attractive," said my new boss. I wanted to ask him what he'd heard. But I really didn't want to know. Of Carol's indiscretions, the sex in Jack's office and the sex in our home I'd hoped were confidential. The depravity on our trip I hoped stayed there. I hoped Jack wouldn't brag, but I wasn't as sure about Bill and Randy, who still had contacts within our office. And it occurred to me that internet photos or videos could surface of either Carol's beach nudity and sex, or, even more likely, her stadium flash. And then the very next day Chris promoted my coworker Mike to replace my boss. Mike was another big jock, heavier like a lineman. Not a Texan like Bill and Randy, but he was cut from the same mold. Loud, arrogant, and aggressive. Another sexist pig. I didn't like working with him much, and I didn't want him being my boss. He didn't know any more than me, but he thought he did, and he immediately bonded with Chris and perhaps aggressively pitched his own promotion, so I should have seen it coming, just not so soon. On Friday evening when I got home, Carol was clearly troubled. "Jack called me today," she said. "He told me that he reserved us a room for Saturday night at the hotel where the party is." "For us?" I asked. "Well, he did mention that it was close to his room. So it seems we have our own room this time," Carol replied. Carol paused like there was more that she didn't want to tell me. "What else did he say?" "Well, he told me not to worry about what to wear. That my dress would be waiting for us in the hotel." "So he shopped for you?" "It seems so," Carol said in a wavering voice, knowing Jack's taste in women's clothing. "Well, I've seen what a lot of women wear to these Christmas parties. Extreme cleavage and tight dresses is common. So you shouldn't stand out too much if it's something inappropriate," I said. But we both got quiet. We made arrangements for an overnight sitter Saturday night, and checked into the hotel at about 4 p.m., 2 hours before cocktails. Carol wore an older dress just in case, and when we checked into the room there was no package at the front desk, and no clothing in our room. At 6 we decided to go downstairs for cocktails. But just as we were about to leave the hotel room, there was a knock on the door. It was Jack. He was holding a large shopping bag.
I reluctantly let him in.
I have to run, Jack said. I have to meet our guests now. But I have something for Carol to wear.
Jack handed Carol the bag. The bag contained one large box, which looked like it might contain a dress, one shoe box, and a couple of smaller gift boxes.
I had the clerk help me pick out the accessories so they'd match,
Jack said.
Neil, why don't you come downstairs with me now? Carol can change and meet up with us.
Please hurry, Carol. Jack took my arm and led me out the door before I could comment. But at least Jack was leaving with me. At the banquet hall downstairs, Jack and I got drinks, and Jack took off to greet guests. I hooked up with a couple of my coworkers, Gary and Dave, and their wives, and looked around at the arriving people. I noticed that several of the women were wearing things showing cleavage and showing leg, things that I never would have let Carol wear anywhere, much less at a company function. Specifically, some of the young single women wore short skirts, and a couple of the sales reps' trophy wives sported low-cut dresses. 15 minutes into small talk, Dave's wife asked,
"Where's Carol, Neil?"
"There she is," said Gary. Everybody looked over at Carol as she entered the room. Everybody got silent. Carol wore a light blue halter dress. The fabric was a plain pattern, thin and clinging. The dress was long, hemmed below mid-calf, and had a slit that went high up her left front thigh, almost to her hip. That's the summarization. The devil was in the details. The first eye-catching thing was that the halter top was extremely narrow. It was tied in the back at her neck, and the front was just straps that went all the way down to her waistband, perhaps not much more than 3 inches wide over her breasts. Too narrow for Carol's large frame and large breasts. So there was cleavage all the way down her chest, and not just a little glimpse. Inches and inches of Carol's breasts were on display. And on the sides, a lot of her tits were hanging out. I could easily see the slope of her large mature breasts at the side. Carol's breasts jiggled as she walked, and her nipples were sticking out through the thin fabric. Carol's areolas are pretty large, and they were probably barely covered by the halter. Then when she got closer, I realized that I could actually see the silhouette of her areolas right through the thin material. On the bottom and front, the fabric clung tight to her stomach and hips. I could easily see her panty lines, even the waistband, which was low and dipped down in the middle just a little. At least she was wearing undergarments. I wondered if they were bikini or thongs. When Carol walked, her skirt slit fell open, exposing all of her long left thigh, past the top of her flesh-colored nylon, to the bare flesh above it. I looked for a garter belt and suspenders, but saw none, which would have been obvious and bulgy through the tight thin dress. She was apparently wearing thigh highs, hose that held themselves up, a band of darker lace capping the hose. A bright blue garter, the kind a bride would wear and throw, peeked out. Vance's wife, who was at last year's Christmas party, stopped Carol to say hi, and Carol turned around to greet her. That's when I confirmed that Carol was wearing a thong. The panty lines were very easy to see, and the dress's fabric clung to Carol's two shapely but globes. Carol's back was completely bare, except for where the halter tied behind her neck. When Carol resumed walking in my direction, I noticed her stiletto-heeled shoes. Carol wasn't unaccustomed to wearing high heels, but it wasn't something the busy mom did often. They seemed to make her bounce when she walked. Carol joined me with Gary and Dave and their wives. Their wives looked Carol up and down, looked at each other, and gave expressions of unapproval at her dress. But their husbands clearly enjoyed my wife's skimpy dress, grinning as they talked to her chest. Carol kept glancing down at her own chest, and kept adjusting the halter straps as if she were afraid that they'd slip. But just about everything other than her areolas were already out in the open, and they were quite visible through the fabric. As I stood at her side, the halter fabric was stretched tight enough over her breast that there was a gap under her breast, where the material tented out. I could see all the way through each halter strap to the other side, which exposed a lot of the bottoms of her breasts. I asked Carol if she wanted a drink, and she said,
"Yes."
Then she whispered,
"I think I'm going to have to drink a whole lot to get through this night. I feel as naked as I did at the beach.
And we know a lot of these people."
I could only give her an assuring nod. "Yes, I know a lot of these people. I have to spend 40 hours a week with them. It would be hard to live this down." When I waited at the bar for drinks, Gary and Dave and their wives moved on, and Carol was talking to two of the senior vice presidents, whose wives weren't with them. Mel, a short, slender, bald, older Jewish man, and Vipal, a chubby, bald Indian man. Mel's eyeballs were nearly at Carol's chest level, and he studied her through the bottom part of his bifocals. I noticed other men checking out Carol as they walked or stood by her. She was exposing too much from all angles. I joined Carol, and she downed her drink quickly. Jack finally wandered by, and gave Carol a hug and kept his hand on her back while checking her body out. He introduced Carol to his son Brad from his first marriage. I'd seen Brad around the company. He was 18 years old, had just graduated from high school in the spring, and was in his first year of college at some party school. Like Jack, Brad was short and thin, and had a real snotty smirk all of the time. This past summer, Jack brought him in to work at the office. He didn't seem to do much but hang around and crudely hit on the younger girls as well as older women. I once heard one of the mature admins make a comment about Brad undressing me with his eyes, which seemed to be what he was doing to my wife at the moment. But Jack and Brad quickly moved on to other guests. We decided to find our assigned seats. Jack wasn't sitting at our table. He sat with bigger honchos. At our round table in the middle of the room were the people I worked with. It included my coworkers Gary and Dave, and their wives, and our human resources director Vance and his wife.
Gary and Dave were just regular guys about my age. Vance was the guy that dealt with Jack with our insurance policy, the one that told me that our claim was denied. He was also the guy that made up the seating assignments. Interesting that he ended up sitting next to Carol. Carol struggled sitting down in her tight long skirt, and it was impossible for her to keep her slit closed. Her skirt was open all the way up her thigh, exposing the lacy top of her left hose and blue garter, and there was nothing she could do except to try to stay hidden under the table. I sat on her right, but Vance on her left was checking out her bare leg. As people got seated at our round table, it just seemed to me that everybody was staring at Carol's chest. Each time that Carol shrugged her shoulders or reached for a glass, her breasts bobbled and her halter top shifted, and she was continuously adjusting the top to attempt to keep her breasts covered. But she had downed 3 drinks already and was working on her second glass of dinner wine, and was starting to get sloppy. The first time I saw that her areola was sticking out of her strap at the side, it was just a peak of the edge. Carol quickly recovered. But then I saw some areola on her left breast, on the inside. Everybody else was staring, and certainly saw some of her slips. I couldn't say anything or touch her to bring her exposure to her attention without drawing even more attention to it. So with every slip, I just had to agonize through it. But as I sipped my dinner wine, I realized that my groin tingled whenever I saw one of the men staring at my wife's exposed breasts. As dinner moved on, it seemed that there was always a part of one of her areolas sticking out someplace. This close, everybody at our table could see the silhouette of her areolas right through her halter. But when her dark parts fell out the front or sides, it was really obvious. I could see some of the men at other tables across from us looking over at Carol. There was a professional photographer going from table to table, taking our pictures. When he got to our table, we leaned in and smiled. Vance put his right hand around Carol's bare back, and right after the camera flash, got a little reach around feel of the side of her right breast. Vance's wife didn't notice, but I did. Late into the dinner, apparently the wine-fueled Vance couldn't stand just looking at Carol's exposed thigh at close range anymore. I caught him adjusting his napkin on his lap, and getting a quick palm of Carol's bare thigh above her hose. As dessert was served, the speeches started. Carol and I had our backs to the podium and the speakers. She had to turn to her left to look at Jack and the other speakers. Her legs were out from under the table and tablecloth, and half the room could now see her bare thigh and bright blue garter. She was still having trouble with her halter, and more of her tits hung out at the side, all the way to her areolas. She crossed her left leg over her right, which only made her long left thigh look sexier. Many of the men were looking at Carol rather than the podium speakers. When the dessert and speeches were done, a DJ started playing slow ballads, and the dance floor was cleared at the front. At previous company functions, this is where I usually went off to network with the other employees and left Carol to chat with the other wives and a few of my coworkers. This time my intention was to stay close to Carol. But it wasn't easy. Coworkers kept pulling me away for shop talk. Then Vance asked me to help him with some holiday bonus envelopes that he was in charge of distributing to everybody. So I ended up away from Carol, and often out in the hall. After returning from the hallway, I spotted Carol headed to the bar for a drink. She took her drink over to a back table to rest, clearly not in the mood for socializing or standing out exposed. Poor choice. Sitting in the back in the dark, Jack found her, and sat next to her on her left. While still trying to find various employees to hand bonus envelopes to, from a safe distance I got to the side, and could see Jack's hand up Carol's skirt at the slit, and from the angle it was likely that he not only had her crotch, but was inside her panties and playing with her bare pussy. While Carol got her pussy played with, Vipel and Mel and Rick came over and sat down at the same table. It likely became obvious what Jack was doing with my wife under the table, as Carol seemed to be reacting. Her eyes were blinking, her legs were spread wide, and she was writhing a little. The other 3 men just sat at the table and watched the show, talking to Jack and each other. Carol's eyes were skyward and fluttering, her jaw clenched firmly. Then she laid her head down on the table as Jack's right hand wiggled around. I watched her shudder through an orgasm from Jack's finger fucking while surrounded by my company's management. Jack moved on, wiping his fingers on the tablecloth. Vipel, the chubby older bald Indian, took Jack's chair, and his right hand disappeared under the table. He was even less subtle about playing with my wife's pussy. Not only that, he reached around with his left hand, and found her left tit, and groped it inside of her halter, as Carol hunched forward to try to hide the tit feel from others. Mel sat next to Carol on her right, and not so subtly reached in the side of her halter and fondled her right tit, while chatting with her like nothing was happening. Carol sat silently and squirmed while the 2 dirty old men groped her under, and above, the table. Vipel, hunched over, his bald head sweating, grabbed Carol's left hand, and placed it on his cock over his slacks. He rubbed her hand until she took over, running her half-open palm down the length of his cock through his pants. Carol threw her head back like the fondling was having an effect, and I suspect she had at least a mini-orgasm. I had to leave the hall to track down a few more employees to deliver envelopes. When I returned, I spotted Carol on the dance floor, slow dancing with Jack. He held her tight. He had his right hand low on her bare back. As she danced, her thigh was visible through her skirt, and her bare butt cheeks jiggled. Her tits were hanging out the side of her halter. Jack tried to be subtle and kept Carol's back to the DJ where only the DJ could see her rear, and Jack felt her butt over her tight skirt. It was subtle, but not that subtle. If I could see it, so could a lot of the other men and women sitting and standing around watching the handful of dancing couples. Jack managed to slide his hand up Carol's bare back inside, and got a little side action on her exposed tit. Even the other dancers could see this. The professional photographer was now snapping shots of the dancers.
I wondered how many shots of Jack groping my wife he'd get. Jack finished the song before leading Carol by the hand to his table. Mel, the little Jewish VP, sprang up and escorted Carol back out to the dance floor. He leaned in close, and got a face full of Carol's cleavage. He always seemed like a nice little man to me, but now he turned into a dirty little man as he palmed the taller woman's butt cheeks over her flimsy skirt. I could see Carol's eyes widen, unsure what to do. When she did nothing, Mel slid his right hand inside of Carol's skirt slit, and felt her bare ass under her dress. I could see Carol's bright blue thong and her blue garter as the old man groped her butt. Then he leaned forward, and buried his face right into her cleavage. Carol jiggled a little, but couldn't shake off the little Jewish guy. I could see her areolas flashing in and out of her halter. Vipal, the old bald Indian VP, cut in. Having watched what the others did, he got even more brazen. He ground his leg into her crotch, forcing Carol to spread her legs and expose the side of her panty, and after a two-handed butt grab, he went right for her tits. He started with his right hand along the side of her bare tit, but then just slid his hand inside the halter top from the side, and groped her bare tit. Then his right hand reached back around and slid down her bare back. As Carol turned a little, I could see that his thumb was hooked into the waistband of her backless dress. The next time Carol turned my way a bit, Vipal's hand was completely inside of Carol's skirt, and placed right over her butt crack. Vance found me and handed me more envelopes to distribute, and I had to circulate around the hall and the lobby looking for people, leaving my wife at the hands of my coworkers on the dance floor. When I got back to Carol, the DJ was playing fast music. Some of the older couples got out on the dance floor, and a lot of the younger single employees too. Carol was out on the floor, fast dancing with Jack. It didn't take much shaking for Carol's areolas to come on display. She tried to fix herself as she danced, but eventually she resigned, and allowed one side of her halter to expose her dark areolas, and then the other side. She usually didn't put nearly so much height and gyration into her fast dancing. I wondered if Jack told her to put on a show, or if she was just drunk. Perhaps both. Her nearly naked tits bobbled wildly, causing a lot of dancers and spectators to watch her. Her heaving jugs flew up high and crashed down again, wobbling around, sometimes synchronized with each other, but sometimes going in different directions. Carol danced with other willing partners, and sometimes single men just moved in close and danced near her for the pleasure of watching her. When she would spread her legs wider, her skirt hiked up at the slit, and the front of her bright blue panty thong was visible, all the way to her crotch. When Gary cut in for a dance, Carol's nipple caught the edge of her halter, and exposed her right nipple for a while. It was only when a couple of drunken young girls on the dance floor noticed and screamed, causing everybody to look, that Carol became aware of her nip slip, and stuffed her nipple back in her top. There were perhaps 20 people on the dance floor, and dozens more sitting and standing around, nearly all of whom probably got multiple looks of my wife's exposed jiggling breasts, big dark areolas, and long nipples. I had to leave the room, but returned as quickly as I could, and Carol was still on the dance floor. From across the room, I could see that one or the other of Carol's nipples were usually on display as her hands were in the air, thrusting her chest out, her feet spread and her knees were bent. From time to time she'd reach down and make a quick attempt to cover herself. But for most of the time now, her tits were just exposed and flat out on display. I stood near the bar, and watched, as nearly everybody in my company looked at my wife's naked breasts. A half hour later, Carol was still out on the floor. Most of the older and married couples had left the dance floor, some even having gone home already. It was mostly the younger, single, and drunk people on the dance floor with Carol. The bar was closed. I saw Jack stand up from his table and say something to the DJ. Then he walked over to Carol on the dance floor. The DJ started a slow song. It was late. Perhaps Jack was trying to wind down the crowd. The busboys were clearing the tables. The bartenders were packing up and counting their tips. But as Jack took Carol for another slow dance, a number of other couples did the same, and the dance floor was somewhat well populated with six or so couples. I moved in closer, standing off to the side by a column. Jack held Carol tight, and was getting more feels in. He was also grinding her pretty aggressively, his thigh rubbing her crotch, her thigh rubbing his crotch, dry humping each other in a scissors position. The song ended, but Jack stayed with Carol, and as the DJ started a second slow song, Jack reached between his legs. Was he going to rub her pussy? No, he was fumbling with his own crotch. From my side angle, I thought he unzipped his fly. My boss took a quick glance around, then subtly whipped out his cock, and quickly hid it under Carol's skirt at the slit. Jack put his feet close together, arched his back, and pressed his pelvis into Carol. Carol's eyes were wide and fearful. But she spread her feet a little, and put them outside of Jack's feet. Jack reached between her legs and under her skirt. I didn't want to believe it, but he was almost certainly slipping his cock in Carol's pussy. I couldn't actually see him pulling her panties to the side and working his dick head into the moist slit, but I could picture it happening just that way. Jack put both hands on Carol's hips, and kept her drawn into him. Carol was also pressing her hips forward to meet Jack's crotch. If that were me with Carol, my cock would be poking her belly. But Jack was about 5 inches shorter than me, and so his cock would point out almost pussy level. It was apparently working, for they danced close together, barely moving their feet, just swaying their hips back and forth, as Carol had her fearful open-mouthed shocked expression, and Jack had his smug smirk. The telltale giveaways to me were the odd position of Carol's feet outside of both of Jack's feet, and Carol's skirt slit was pulled apart wide enough to show her whole thigh. Since everybody had been staring at Carol all night,
It didn't take long for one of the other male dancers to give Carol and Jack a double take. A minute or so later, two other couples seemed to be looking over at Jack and Carol suspiciously. Jack very slowly swayed his hips, and thrust in and out just a little. Carol tried to subtly lift her feet up and down, just barely getting them off the floor, attempting to look like they were just dancing. Mostly they stood in place. The second slow song ended. Two couples left the dance floor. Jack and Carol stayed glued together, waiting for another song to start. That's when they looked the guiltiest, and people at the tables near the front of the room were catching on, causing some subtle pointing and whispering. A third slow song started, and the fornicating couple continued on. All of the other remaining couples on the floor seemed to notice Jack and Carol. Some just gawked. A few couples put some distance between themselves and the scandalous dancers. Nobody anywhere near the back of the banquet room were able to see what was going on, but more and more smirking faces near the front watched. I don't know if there were any previous rumors about the company owner having an affair with my wife, but there certainly would be now. I doubted that there was any way that Jack or Carol could have an orgasm humping at such a slow speed with such subtlety, unless they stayed out there half the night, or suddenly started humping like two dogs. I think Jack just liked the thrill of pulling it off. I appeared to be correct, and when the third slow song ended, Jack quickly pulled out of Carol and stuffed his cock back in his pants, and Carol's skirt slit fell closed. He released the dazed Carol and returned to his table, giving Mel and Chris a smug look, and Mel a high five. Chapter 8. The After Party. Carol finally got back to me, exposed the realas and all. She half staggered off the dance floor, tired and sweaty, her hair messed, fanning her flushed face, and making one last attempt to straighten her halter and cover her tits. She was fairly drunk and fairly cranky. "Your company's a bunch of assholes," she said. Carol rarely swears. "I agree," I said. "Jack invited me up to his suite for a private party. He said he's having a few people over for nightcaps." "You or us?" I asked. "Just me. So I have to go to his room alone. And I have to go to my room," I finished. "Yep. Sucks to be me," my tired, intoxicated wife said. We took the elevator up to our floor. I slid my passkey in the lock, and started to go into my room. But before closing the door, I watched Carol go to Jack's door and knock. She was immediately let in the room. I heard people talking in the room. At least she wasn't alone with Jack. I turned on my room light, dejected, and fearing what was going to happen to my wife in the next room. Who was in there? I could hear noise through the wall. I listened closely. Then I saw the adjoining door, between my room and Jack's. I delicately unlocked the door and opened it. The adjoining door on Jack's side was closed. I turned off the light in my room. There was a crack of light coming in through the bottom of the door. I got down on the floor, and could hear better, but couldn't see anything. I inspected the door for cracks or things that could be moved. There was a crack of light coming in from the top of the door. The door wasn't completely square, and at the corner was a tiny gap. But not enough to see through. There was a rubber seal along the top. I retrieved Carol's little scissors in her makeup kit, and started cutting and sawing. "Let the hotel invoice Jack if they complain about damage." I made a little noise doing this, but there was more noise from the other side. I ripped off a big chunk of the seal. I grabbed a chair, one without wheels, and stood on it. There was a good half inch or more crack at the top now, and standing on the chair, I could see into Jack's room pretty easily. There wasn't much light at this end of Jack's room, and as long as I had my lights off, I wasn't too concerned with being spotted. I peered into the room. The room was a standard, if fairly large, hotel room with one king-size bed butting up to my room. There was a desk and a couple of chairs in the back, and a cushioned chair up front. I could see almost the entire room, with some help from a large mirror on the opposite wall above the credenza. There were perhaps a dozen people in the room, some just now entering. I could see my new boss Mike, his new boss Chris, my co-workers Gary, Dave, and Rick, the senior VPs Mel and Vipel, the three young men that report to me, Matt, Dan, and Jason, Brian the young male room employee, Stan the Polish maintenance man, and Jack's young son Brad. It seemed to be a combination of the married men who had rooms for the night, and left their wives back at their room, and single men. And of course Jack. All men, except for Carol. I wondered how they were invited, and if they knew that Carol was going to be there. Carol was near the front of the room near the opposite wall, next to Jack. There was music playing fairly soft, perhaps just from the bedside CD/clock radio. Carol was dancing. She was just sort of swaying, moving her hips back and forth. It was still enough to get her tits swaying. Her areolas peeked in and out of view. Jack handed her a shot glass, and she downed the drink with one gulp. Most of the men sat in the available chairs or sat on the bed, and a few stood. They all had drinks in their hands, and they were all watching my wife's slow, sultry solo dance. There were a few private conversations or comments, but mostly they kept their eyes on Carol. Jack whispered something to Carol, and she started to slowly stroll through the room as she danced. She danced up to the standing Gary, my longtime coworker, and shook her tits at him. She combed her fingers through her hair and thrust her chest out. She turned to Dave, perhaps my closest friend at the company, sitting on the edge of the bed, and leaned over and dangled her tits at him. To my young blonde employee Dan, she spread her legs and bent her knees as she thrust her hips out into his face as he sat in a chair. Her skirt slit was wide open, her whole left leg was on display, and her blue garter and even her blue panties were visible. Despite her sexy moves, it appeared to me that she had a sad expression on her face.
It was like she was some ancient slave girl that was accepting her fate. She shook her butt at the crass Indian viper. He started to reach out for her, but she moved away before he got a good grip. After singling out each of the men, she worked her way back to the front of the room, where Jack handed her another shot, and she knocked it down her throat. Jack leaned in and started to kiss her. Carol stuck out her tongue, and the two of them made out in front of my dozen coworkers. Jack reached up and groped her tits, sliding his hands inside of her halter top. Jack stopped kissing, and whispered in Carol's ear. She looked at him and paused for a moment, comprehending or contemplating whatever he said to her. Then she started dancing again. She reached behind her neck, and started fumbling with the knot where the halter was tied. She wasn't going to undo it, was she? It took her a bit to fumble with the garment. But yes, she untied it, held the two ends up with her hands for a bit as she danced and teased the men. There was some mumbling and encouraging. Carol wasn't smiling, but wasn't looking as mortified as I'd seen her either. She just looked drunk and resigned, but a little humiliated too. Carol dropped the two straps, and they fell off of her chest. Carol's big bare tits bobbled freely as the halter hung down her front. The men all moaned without being too loud in the late hours. Carol put her hands up in the air and danced, getting her big tits to jiggle around. I reached down and rubbed my dick through my pants. She stood up front and gave a show while the dozen or so men drank and watched her. She stared walking around again. She approached Rick and rubbed her bare tits against his shoulder. He reached out and groped them, and my wife allowed the fondling. In fact, she reached in and kissed him. He returned the kiss and Frenched her. Then Carol moved over to Matt. Matt was 24, but he looked like a kid, short and skinny, didn't even look like he could shave, had a bad little kid type of haircut with short bangs, and had a head too big for his body. I didn't like him. He wasn't a bad employee, just a know-it-all, and arrogant. Now Matt was cupping both of my wife's naked tits and squeezing them, as he French kissed her. Carol approached the little Jewish VP Mel sitting in a chair. She pressed her jugs into his face, glasses and all, and he sucked them and groped them. Then the big Polish maintenance man Stan, with his crew cut high cheekbones, sunken eyes, and droopy eyelids, got to squeeze her melons and slide his tongue down her throat. After everybody got a shot at my wife's tits, she strolled up front and got one more shot of booze from Jack. I was afraid she would pass out or get sick, which would have gotten her out of more forced sex, but it would have pissed off Jack. But it was Jack's party, he was the one serving her alcohol, and my drunken wife slowly swayed her hips. She put her left foot up on a chair, which allowed full view of her blue panty crotch. Carol unzipped the side of her dress. She slid the garment down her hips and butt bent over to push it down her thighs, which caused her tits to dangle down, and then let the dress fall off of her legs. The men once again moaned as Carol stood before them modeling her bright blue panties and matching garters, on both thighs as it turned out. The little triangle of shiny blue panty fabric was pulled tight over her pussy mound. Carol started dancing again, and then turned around to let my coworkers see her naked butt cheeks in her thong. She shook the white globes to make them ripple, causing more moaning and approving comments. As a fast song started playing, Carol started dancing faster. She moved through the crowd, shaking her tits and butt, bobbling her mature flesh at point-blank range for my friends, foes, superiors, equals, and subordinates. I thought the suntan lotion show was erotic. This was perhaps the sexiest show I've ever seen my wife put on. And it wasn't for me. Carol started playing with the side strings of her thong, lifting them up, and stretching them down and out. Then she started to roll the front triangle down, until a line of her brown pubic hair climbed out. She continued down, exposing her whole pussy. She danced while sliding it down her thighs, stopping when the garment was just above her knees, and leaving it there while she swayed her hips back and forth. Then she pushed the garment down her legs. She slipped up and showed her true intoxicated state when she lifted one leg to grab the panties and almost fell over. Carol recovered and spread her legs wide, bent her knees, and thrust her hips out. While watching Carol dance wearing only her garters, thigh-high hose, a gold necklace, dangling earrings, her wedding ring, and her stiletto shoes, I noticed that Carol's pubic hair was trimmed back away from her panty lines, and was shaved around her pussy lips. She still had an impressive landing strip above her lips. But I'd noticed earlier that while she had a full untouched bush when she fucked Jack in his office, she trimmed that back when she got naked for Jack and the other men at our house. And then she trimmed it even further back by the time we joined Jack on the out-of-town trip. Now she had manicured herself more, as if she was trying to look more alluring or stylish when she felt she might have to show her pussy to men other than myself. Carol jiggled through the crowd again. This time through, it became a grope gauntlet, with men young and old reaching out and grabbing handfuls of tits, ass, and pussy. Carol thrust her body parts out to each man when they chose what they wanted, and let them have a jiggle, often more than one man at a time. Her inviting body movements suggested she was enjoying getting felt up, but her eyes told me she was quite humiliated with the hands all over her body. Then Carol returned to the front of the room, asked Jack for another drink, and swallowed it down, shaking her head afterwards. Then she started dancing again. Now she danced her way over to my new boss Mike, who was sitting in an armless chair with his back to me, just below where I was watching. I could see my wife's face as she came over, put her hands on her hips, and thrust her pussy in and out at Mike. She spread her legs around him and lowered herself down on his lap. Not Mike. She knows I don't like him. Mike reached up and grabbed her hips. Carol scooted forward on his lap and wrapped her long bare thighs around my new boss. He slid his big meaty hands around her waist and then lowered them down to her butt cheeks and squeezed them. Carol thrust in and out,
rubbing her pussy over his assuredly hard cock in his pants. She ran her hands down his chest and shoulders, and jiggled her tits in his face. Mike grabbed both of her tits and squeezed them. Carol reached down and unbuckled Mike's belt and pawed open his button and fly. She yanked down on his pants until she could unearth Mike's cock. She thrust forward again and let the cock shaft slide along her pussy lips.
"Is it bigger than Neil's?"
my boss loudly asked my wife. Carol hesitated and then admitted,
"Yes."
This got a chuckle from some others in the room. Carol opened up her pussy lips with her fingers and lowered the opening down onto Mike's dick head. She fell down onto him, taking the whole long, thick, dark cock into her pussy. After just a couple of strokes, and I could see that Mike's cock was slick, proof that Carol's pussy was very wet. Mike burrowed his head into Carol's tits as he humped his cock up to her. Carol was doing her part, as I watched her bare ass thrust in and out on Mike's lap, taking his cock in deep and letting it slide nearly out again, her thighs spread wide around his big body. I glanced around at the rest of the audience. Jack was leaning against the dresser, a drink in hand, his tie gone, grinning. Most of the others had drinks in one hand. Some of them were rubbing their own cocks through their pants. Some were smiling, some were slack-jawed gawking, and some were just engrossed. Being alone in the dark, I opened my pants and stroked my own cock to the rhythm of my wife and boss. Mike was biting Carol's nipples as he humped her. Carol was whimpering.
"Hoo, hoo, hoo."
Her eyes were closed. But then I noticed something else, something I hadn't seen in all of the recent times she'd been ravaged. She was smiling. Not a fake smile, it seemed like Carol's genuine bona fide smile. Carol wrapped her hands around Mike's head and caressed his hair, quite affectionately, I thought. Then she moved her lips down and kissed Mike. They made out while humping.
"Mmm."
She moaned in his mouth. Mike stopped kissing her and concentrated on humping. But it was Carol that was literally doing the grunt work. Her butt cheeks thrust in and out rapidly as she grunted and threw her head around.
"Hung, hug, hung."
Carol worked up to the point that I would have heard her easily through the walls if I didn't have my head up to the door crack.
"Hoo, h-n-n-g.
O-h-h-h-h." Carol wrapped her arms tight around Mike and dug her nails into his back.
"Oh, Mickey. Buh."
Carol shuddered and squirmed on my boss's lap, flailing around, before collapsing into his arms. As she panted through the final moments of her orgasm, she kissed Mike and held him tight. Several men watching put their drinks down and gave them a muffled round of applause. Carol knew that Jack was going to want her to put on a show tonight. I thought she was going beyond the call of duty. Drunk or not, she sure seemed like she was truly enjoying fucking my asshole of a boss. Carol staggered off of Mike and poured herself another shot and drank it. She spotted Mike's new boss, Chris, sitting in a cushioned chair with arms. It was just about the first time I'd ever seen the Ivy League hotshot without a cell phone to his ear. When he didn't reach out to grab her, she fell to her knees in front of him. She reached out and began working on his belt buckle. Chris was too cool to help her out and made her unbuckle his belt and unbutton and unzip his pants. Carol tugged them down off of his butt until his semi-flaccid cock was exposed. Carol started stroking it. Chris just looked up at her without emotion, like she was handing him a file folder at work. Like this was just expected, like it was just another frat house stag party. Arrogant prick. Once Chris' cock was hard, which was pretty quick despite his cool demeanor, Carol scooted up over Chris' lap. She grabbed both of her own breasts with her hands, lifted them, and wrapped them around Chris' cock. She held her melons together, thrust her chest out, and moved her torso up and down, tit-fucking the new vice president with her big jugs. She molded the tit flesh around the cock as Chris watched in silence. His dick head popped in and out of her cleavage. Carol dropped her tits, readjusted, and lowered her lips down on Chris' cock. She was sucking off another member of upper management in my company. Carol slurped up and down rapidly. She brought her head up, and I could see her licking Chris' dick head, like an ice cream cone. She licked up and down the shaft, and tongued his hairy balls. She's never been that ambitious with me. Then she went down, sucking up and down like a jackhammer. She looked like a pro. It didn't take long for Chris to come. Carol choked once, but then started gulping, only letting a little bit of jism leak past her lips and onto Chris' shaft. Carol stood up, and after a drink and a word with Jack, walked back to where Mel was sitting in a chair. Carol reached down and rubbed the little old man's dick through his trousers. When she was apparently satisfied that he was ready, she unzipped his pants and pulled out his cock. It looked big, but maybe that's just because he was such a little guy. Carol stroked it some more, and then knelt down and sucked it for a bit. Then she turned around and sat on the old man's lap. The big woman towered over Mel, but he didn't seem to mind the weight as she straddled him with her back to him. Carol reached for the hard cock and worked it up into her pussy. Mel reached around her and groped both of her tits, his little wrinkled hands nowhere near covering the big mounds. Carol humped up and down slowly. Mel looked through his bifocals around her body as she bounced up and down on his lap. Mel tugged on Carol's fat nipples and tweaked them between his thumb and fingers, showing that the old Jew had some experience. Then he settled in, putting his hands on her hips and drawing her in. I could barely see the top of his head sticking up behind her shoulders. I never expected to see any of the things that Carol had done in recent weeks, but the last person I expected to see her having sex with was this little old man. Carol's legs were spread wide, and I watched the red cock slide in and out of her pussy. Carol's eyes were closed, and she was smiling again, appearing to me to show sincere pleasure at humping the old guy. She was moaning pretty well, and both of them were humping pretty good. I thought we were in for a long show this time.
but when Mel reached around with his right hand and found Carol's clit above her slit and his cock, he rubbed the button rapidly, clearly finding her.
Spot!
Carol squealed with delight.
Wee!
Oh, wah, wah!
She shuddered and shook. Mel stopped fucking, apparently having come himself, and Carol slowed her gyrations and rested on the old man's lap for a minute. Carol was taking care of the senior upper-level members of the company first. I didn't know if it was by design or not. But her next natural target was Vipal, whom I had watched clumsily and crudely grope her at the table earlier. The rumpled Vipal was sitting on the edge of the bed, slumped forward. When Carol approached him, he acted like he couldn't wait for her to reach him, and he reached out and grabbed her arm. He sat on the edge of the bed and groped her ass cheeks rapidly, while burying his face into her cleavage and rapidly licking and sucking her tits into his mouth. Carol was taken by surprise at first, but she placed her hand on his bald head and allowed him to have his way with her. He twirled her around so she was standing with her back to him, and he burrowed his head between her butt cheeks, nuzzling into her ass crack. Carol squealed, out of shock from the tongue goosing I think, letting out a
O-W-O.
This caused laughter from many of the witnesses.
Nice rim job, Vipal,
chuckled my employee Dan, as Vipal's tongue was visible licking into my wife's asshole. Vipal sat up again and ran his right hand up her thigh and rubbed her pussy as rapidly as he could, just sawing away at her mound. Carol seemed to react to the rough treatment positively. The chubby Indian worked his middle finger into her, and finger fucked her hard, as Carol spread her legs and bent her knees to keep standing. Vipal then pushed her down onto the bed on her back, and stood between her legs. He frantically worked at his own belt and pants and underwear, until his dark cock, surrounded by a whole lot of black pubic hair, was out. Finally, I saw a cock that was definitely smaller than mine. Vipal climbed onto the bed, and stabbed his cock at my wife's pussy. He fell on top of her, and humped her a million miles an hour. As crude as I thought Vipal's methods were, they seemed to be working on Carol, who apparently liked it rough and rapid, even if the cock was undersized. Vipal's big brown hairy butt humped up and down into Carol's pussy as she wrapped her white thighs around his dark torso. It was Carol who started thrashing around the bed, which was still occupied by my other coworkers. They made room for her, and Carol squealed as the fat dark man smothered her big body and fucked her like it was a foot race. She shouted her way through another orgasm, which was good because Vipal came within a minute, pulled out of her, pulled up his pants, and got up and poured himself a fresh drink without another glance at Carol. Carol sat up on the bed, next to my coworker Dave, who I thought was my best friend in the company. Carol scooted up right next to Dave, and kissed him a few times, and rubbed his crotch, as he played with her tits and fingered her pussy. Dave undid his pants and pulled them down his leg, kicking them off. Carol stood up, pushed Dave back onto the bed with his legs dangling off, and climbed on Dave's lap. His legs were still on the floor, and so were Carol's as she straddled him, with her back to him, and worked his cock into her pussy. She started to thrust up and down with her knees, humping him from on top, supplying all of the power herself. With each thrust she bounced up high, and her tits flew up rapidly, flattening out and almost slapping her chin, before they came crashing down almost to her navel. The bed and all of its occupants bounced up and down rapidly like a motorboat had made a close pass. All Dave could do is lay back, grab her hips, and hang on and enjoy the ride. The sight caused a few of my coworkers to giggle and laugh at the crude but dirty sight. Carol's head was back, her hair flying all over, almost as much as her tits. With each crash down on Dave's lap, I could hear their flesh slap together loudly. I'd been playing with my cock this whole time that I was peeking in the next room at my wife and coworkers. I didn't try, but suddenly and without warning, I started to come. There was nothing to do, other than squirt jism all over the adjoining door. I took a moment to rest. My feet and back were sore, I had a headache, my eyes were tired, and I had come all over my right hand. I climbed down off my chair in the dark. I washed my hands, got a drink of water, rested on the bed, and closed my eyes. I could hear Carol rhythmically grunting in the next room, among other noises such as the bed shaking. When I returned to the crack a few minutes later, several of the older men were gone. Vipal, Mel, Chris, and Dave had left. These were likely the guys that had their own rooms in the hotel and wives to return to. I found Carol, leaning over the credenza, getting fucked from behind by my coworker Gary. He was a tall guy, and Carol had to lift one leg up to give him access. Gary slapped into her bare rippling butt, and was reaching around her torso to squeeze her shaking tits. When Gary finished fucking my wife, he also left the room. Whether by design or coincidence, and I think the former, Carol had fucked all the married older married men, mostly the company officers. That still left Carol naked in the room with a half dozen men, including Jack. I wondered if she'd quit now. Carol was recuperating on the bed as Jack brought her another drink. She knocked it back, but this time she spilled some down her chin. She was sloppy drunk. I saw Jack's son Brad stand up, and stand before Carol on the bed. He grabbed her arm, and pulled her off the bed, and she fell to the floor. The little twerp quickly dropped his pants and boxers. He grabbed Carol by the hair, and pulled her head to his cock, as he sat back on the edge of the bed. Carol leaned forward and opened her mouth to take in the young cock. But she wasn't fast enough for the little jerk, and he grabbed the back of her head with both hands, and yanked her head into his crotch. Carol started sucking the little teen's cock, which I had to admit was fairly long.
Come on, suck me good!
He pulled her to him over and over, fucking my wife's face at full speed. Carol tried to keep pace, but choked a couple of times when the dick head went in too far. The arrogant kid had a little smirk on his face, his eyes half open. Still drawing her head in with his right hand,
he reached down with his left hand and found her right tit. He squeezed it roughly and rapidly while holding her head onto his cock.
MMMPHHH.
Carol moaned through the cock.
Guck guck chuck.
She choked. I grabbed my hard cock again, and jerked off while keeping my eyeballs at the crack in the door. Just as quick as it had started, Brad pushed her head away from him. He grabbed her arms and pulled her up, and as soon as she was standing he ordered.
Get on the bed.
Carol climbed on the bed as ordered, and the little teen jerk kept her up on her knees, with her butt up in the air. With his long dick sticking straight out from his skinny little body, he got behind her, and aimed his cock at her bottom. It wasn't her pussy he was aiming at. He spit on her asshole, and then began working his saliva-covered cock into her puckered asshole. Hunched over Carol's torso like a cockroach, he worked his putt into her butt, as Carol squealed. It didn't take him long to slide it in her, and once his dick got in deep, he fucked her asshole pretty rapidly. Carol's head was mashed down on the bead turned sideways towards me, and I could see the expression on her face, which I viewed as a combination of pain and humiliation.
Come on,
spat Jack's son.
Take it.
This kid was literally half my wife's age, and he was treating her like crap. So many men had taken liberties with my wife, but this arrogant little rich kid, who inherited whatever power and position he had, seemed the one who felt most entitled of getting pleasured by his dad's employee's wife. It was the first time I thought about busting into the room and stopping things. But Carol's expression turned back to pure lust, with a wanton pucker appearing on her lips.
Hoo ha ha,
she purred.
Yeah, you love it, don't you, honey?
The arrogant punk grunted.
Yes, yes,
grunted Carol, with just a little smile. She seemed like she actually meant it.
Oh yeah?
Ung. Carol started grunting in a rhythmic pattern as the teen slammed into her bottom.
Hum. Hum.
Carol started thrashing her arms, and moving her head back and forth. The bed bounced as she got pounded.
Hum. Hum.
Brad spanked her butt several times pretty hard. I could hear the slaps echo through the room.
Hum. Hum.
Carol twisted her torso, her tits pressed into the bed, her big butt up to meet the little body perched on top of her. Her butt twisted, and Brad looked like he almost got bucked off. He spanked her hard again, and thrust faster.
Hum. Hum.
Oh he. Cried Carol, and she shuddered and shook on the bed. Just as she started to slow her shaking, Brad apparently came, as he slowly pulled out of her butthole, dripping jism onto her ass crack and back. He fell off of her, and gave her one last spank, saying,
Okay, I'm done. What's your name again?
Carol took no longer to recover from Brad's ravaging than any of the others, and she climbed to her feet. This time Brian, the mailroom kid who was leaning back against the credenza where the booze was, poured Carol a mixed drink, and she drank it a little slower. While she drank, she reached out with her left hand, and played with Brian's cock through his pants. Leaning on the credenza right next to Brian was my employee Dan. Carol put down her drink, stood facing the two young single men, and rubbed both of their crotches. Both young men quickly dropped their pants to their ankles and exposed their hard cocks. Carol grabbed both of them, Dan's cock with her left hand and Brian's cock with her right hand. Her arms were at her sides, her filled fists turned inward. As she stroked them, each lad felt one of her tits. Both of them reached up with two hands, as it took two hands to cover each one of Carol's big tits. So Carol now had four young hands squeezing her tits. Dan reached down and rubbed her pussy with his left hand while still feeling her left tit with his right hand. Carol spread her legs wider to invite him in. Brian kept his right hand on her right tit, and slid his left hand around to her butt, and squeezed her right butt cheek. With the boys leaning back on the credenza, Carol had her back to everybody else in the room, as well as me. My wife's knees were bent, and her legs were spread wide. Her butt cheeks rippled with the groping they were taking, and the sides of her bobbling breasts were visible, or at least her right one was to me. She was still wearing her thigh-high hose, as well as her jewelry. Both of her nylons had long runs in them. Carol released the boys, and laid back on the desk behind her near the back of the room. She laid her back on the wood top, with her legs dangling off and parted wide, and motioned with her index fingers for the boys to come over. Brian rushed over and stood between her legs, and started to work his cock into her pink pussy. Carol spread her legs wide, and wrapped her legs around his body, locking her ankles, as Brian started to thrust in and out. Carol's breasts were sitting high on her chest, and bobbling around as her torso moved. Dan stood to her side, and started feeling her tits. Carol reached over and stroked his cock a few times. Then she turned her head, and took his cock into his mouth. She was now fucking the new low-level kid in the mailroom, and sucking the cock of one of my young employees. At least these guys were fairly attractive, not complete dorks, not old men, not middle-aged men. They were more like what an older cougar would want in a young boy toy. That didn't make me feel much better about them fucking my wife. I felt myself coming again, and made a quick decision to just come, and let fly at the adjoining door once again. When I was done pulsating, I climbed down. I cleaned up, and lied down in the bed. The illuminated clock said that it was about 2:15 a.m. I closed my eyes. I didn't mean to, but I drifted into sleep. I woke up to the sounds in the next room. It was Carol's voice. But she was not grunting, or screaming, or crying. She was laughing. Laughing loud? I looked at the clock. 3:10 a.m. I'd been asleep for nearly an hour. I oriented myself, and crept over to the chair at the door, and climbed up and peered through the crack. Carol was leaning against the credenza. She was still naked, the difference being that now her hose were gone, leaving only her jewelry on.
She was surrounded by male bodies. I made out Stan, the big Polish maintenance man, completely naked, his big muscular chest being rubbed by Carol, and Stan's big hand on her pussy, finger-fucking her, reaching low and wiggling around. And then there was Vance from Human Resources. Was he there before? Maybe he just managed to sneak away from his wife and make it down late. Either way, his hand was behind Carol, and when she writhed and twisted, I saw that Vance had his finger in Carol's asshole, and was diddling her ass the same way that Stan was diddling her pussy. It appeared that Carol's laughing and giggling was caused by the two fingers in her holes. Or maybe it was when she lifted both of her big tits, lowered her chin, and licked her own nipples and caused the men to chuckle at the sight. Or it was quite likely that her drunken state had something to do with it. Carol appeared to be quite drunk, still upright, but unsteady. Her eyes were glassy, and she was smiling and laughing a lot. Whatever the various causes, instead of a depressed, dejected sex slave, my wife gave all appearances of having the time of her life. Maybe she just cracked, simply flipped out and broke. While I tried to digest Carol's change in attitude, I watched her jerking off my human resources director Vance, as well as my company maintenance man Stan, with his crew cut, sunken eyes and his thick, deep Polish accent. I suddenly recalled the time a year or so ago, when Stan came to my desk to change a light bulb. I walked away to give him some room to work, but when I returned I caught him holding the photo on my desk of Carol. It made me think that he'd likely admired my wife before tonight. I wondered if any of these other guys had admired out my wife's photo. Vance and Stan felt Carol's tits with their hands that weren't fingering her bottom, and took turns making out with the drunken woman. Carol continued to giggle, and squeal when some finger in her pleasured her. Then she was giggling over the way they were fondling her tits. They weren't doing anything with her tits that a number of other guys had. It just seemed to be making her happier now. There were still a few other men in the room, sitting on the bed or in chairs, drinking, and watching. What they were watching now was my wife getting on her knees to take Stan's big uncircumcised cock in her mouth. She reached up with one hand and fondled his hanging balls. Vance in the meantime was keeling behind her, and inserting his cock into her pussy. Carol stopped giggling as she got down to business and fucked and sucked. When Stan came, Carol accidentally pulled back, and got hit in the face with several spurts of jism. Vance came in her pussy, but also wiped his cock off on my wife's butt. Carol was just able to climb to her feet when she was approached by Matt, my suck-up little employee with the little body and the big head. He was about 5 inches shorter than her, and she outweighed him by a fair amount too. But with that smug little smile and demeanor of his, he started talking to her while putting his hands around her. Whatever he said to her, she leaned down and started making out with him. Matt meticulously roamed his hands over her body. He started with her breasts, fondling them, quite softly, a different approach than any of the men had taken so far tonight. He worked his hands around to her areolas, and then her nipples, slowly but softly flitting then and rolling them with his fingers and thumbs. Carol reacted by cooing while she French kissed him. Matt kissed her neck, which caused more cooing and giggling. Then he worked his mouth down to her breasts. He kissed the tops of each, and then worked into her cleavage, kissing and licking as he continued fondling them with his palms. He moved his lips around her big expanse of breasts, starting on the outside and working in. He eventually landed on her nipples. He flitted them with his tongue, and then sucked them into his open mouth. Smug as always, but he was doing it right, according to Carol's reactions. He was the first guy to romance my wife instead of just taking her. Matt's right hand slid around Carol's butt, caressed each cheek with his small hand, and then he slid his finger lightly up and down her long butt crack, not pressing in but just tickling the outside with his middle finger. It was enough to make her shudder and moan and giggle. Matt dropped to his knees, kissed Carol's right thigh just above the knee, and kissed up her inner thigh as Carol spread her legs and bent her knees. Young Mr. Smug licked along her bikini line, until I could tell my wife was nearly ready to beg him to slide into her pussy. He leisurely licked along her labia, before finally sliding his tongue deep into her pussy. He burrowed deep, shaking his head back and forth as Carol squealed loudly, and then giggled. Matt stood up, took my entranced wife by the hand, and led her to the bed. He laid her down on her back and carefully slid between her legs. Still with that smug look on his face, he worked his sizable cock into her open pussy, and lay down on top of her. He looked like a little kid on my big-bodied full-grown wife, even though he was 24. Carol threw her arms around him, and thrust up to meet his rhythmic humping. His little smooth but moved up and down as Carol's big thighs engulfed him. He moved his hips to the left a few pumps, then to the right for a few pumps, and then right down the middle, very slowly. Carol had been cruder with her sex sounds tonight, but these ohs and uhs were as passionate as she'd sounded. The smug little kiss-ass Matt had only been employed in my office less than a year, yet in his smug kiss-ass way he'd let it be known that he thought he knew how to do everything better than me, his boss. At the moment he was fucking my wife, and as much as I tried not to admit it, he was showing that he knew exactly how to do it. Matt methodically pumped faster and deeper. Carol moaned louder, moving her head back and forth, her eyes closed, her mouth open. She writhed under him, moving her long fingers around his slender shoulders and back.
Look. Oh, Matt. Oh, Matt. Matt pumped faster and harder. But unlike some of my wife's other lovers, tonight he was too little to really bounce her around. All of her movements were due to her own writhing and thrusting and digging in. Carol was starting to twist her torso back and forth, and Matt's little body got thrown around, but he managed to dig in and stay inside her and on top of her.
Oh, h. Moaned Carol.
Oh God.
Carol shuddered and gyrated, and dug her fingernails into Matt's back until I could see the scratches on him from the other side of the room.
Ugh. Oh.
Carol slowed down, and Matt stopped pumping, apparently having come. But he stayed inside her, resting in her while Carol continuing shuddering through her long orgasm. When Carol recovered and downed another drink, she looked around the room, and found Jason. Jason sat shyly in a chair behind the desk in a corner. Jason was another one of my young employees, perhaps 25 or 26 now. Jason was a nerd from all appearances. He had dark greasy hair and a big nose, too much acne, was not much taller than Matt or Brad, and even skinnier. His general demeanor was effeminate, the way he crossed his legs and held his wrists, and looked slightly sideways at people, and even had a bit of a lisp. Frankly, I always thought that Jason was gay. But now my wife was approaching the young lad in the corner. She took him by the hand, and led him to the bed. She may have led the way, but he didn't seem reluctant. Carol stood above him, put her arms around his frail frame, and planted her lips on his. Jason kissed back, even French kissed her, although it was sloppy and wet, even a little dribbly. Carol took Jason's hands, and placed them on her bare breasts. Jason seemed to fondle them quite eagerly, his slender hands squeezing the soft heavy globes. Carol ran her hands down Jason's slender frame to his bony little butt, and squeezed his butt cheeks through his slacks. Then she moved her right hand around the front, and rubbed his crotch through his pants. Even from my vantage point I could see Jason's pants tenting from his hard on. Clearly he wasn't repulsed by having a sexual encounter with an attractive woman. Jason quickly dropped his pants and boxers, and threw them on the bed, followed by his shirt. In only his socks, his pale bony pimply frame on display, he hugged her while he laid her back onto the bed. I could tell by Carol's expression she was caught off guard by the slow motion way he was moving. Jason climbed onto the bed, and climbed onto Carol's torso. He straddled her chest, laid his long hairy cock between her tits. He held Carol's tits together, and fucked them. Not rapidly, but very, very slowly. Then he circled her nipples with his index finger, causing Carol to shiver. If Jason wasn't gay, I'd had another thought about him. Those little sideways glances of his were a little, creepy. It had occurred to me that he was perhaps a little weird. A creep. But he was smart, and a good employee, so I didn't give it much more thought. But watching the creepy look in his eyes as he controlled my wife in more of an oddball way than her previous abusers had, he did seem creepy. Creepy like the neighbor you'd most expect to find peeping at your wife or sneaking in your house and watching her sleep. Or spiking a girl's drink. Or making obscene phone calls. Or acting like a stalker. The kind that keeps coming back. That kind of creepy. Whatever else he was now posing my naked wife on her side, spooning her from behind, lifting her right knee up, and sliding his cock into her pussy while scissoring her from behind, and reaching around and tickling her sideways tits. The skinny, homely, effeminate young man was another of the least likely of men that I would have thought I'd have to worry about having sex with my wife. Jason knelt on the bed, and made Carol lick his butt. Carol made disgusting faces as she rimmed the young man's pimply butt, licking his asshole while he looked back at her with his creepy look. He turned around, and made her lick his hairy balls, not the first man to do this to her recently, but he seemed to take more pleasure in sucking his sack and lick his piss hole. In his way, Jason seemed more of a future threat to my wife than most of the others. It was way too late at night for me to think about. All I knew was it was unnerving watching the creepy, young kid do weird things to my wife. But despite all the strange things he made Carol do, when he finally got down to business, making Carol get on top and straddle his skinny frame with her big body, she got back to her moans and grunting. Jason lifted his head up to the taller woman's big udders hanging right in his face, and sucked them and squeezed them, fucking up into her as she thrust her big butt in and out. Carol moaned and squealed as she slapped into the skinny young man. She grunted through yet another orgasm, just before the pale kid came in her pussy. Having been individually taken by every male that showed up to Jack's little get-together, except for Jack himself, I watched deep into the early morning hours as they began to take her in groups, of two and more. First up was the father-son duo of Jack and his son Brad, who doubled up on her, Jack standing at the end of the bed and fucking her with her legs up on his shoulders while his son sat on her face and forced her to suck his cock. After that, it became a free-for-all, with the eight or so men that remained climbing on the bed as Carol fucked, sucked, and stroked them in all of her holes, and using all of her extremities. The giggling and smiling stopped. Carol's expression was generally one of repulsion when she was forced to suck or wrap her tits around a cock. Maybe she was coming down off the alcohol, or maybe she just has so many orgasms that she was numb to the forced sex. I took a little break, and then took one last look in through the crack. Carol was on the bed, but there were so many bodies around her, and on her that I could barely see her. Jack was under her on his back, fucking up into her asshole. His son Brad was over her, fucking her pussy. Matt was kneeling by Linda's head, and his cock was stuffed into her mouth. Linda's hands were out to her sides, and Stan's cock was in her left hand, and Vince's cock was in her right hand. Dan and Brian were also kneeling nearby with their cocks out, and Carol alternately released a cock in her hand or mouth, and replaced them with Dan's or Brian's. Jason was at the edge of her bed, rubbing his cock along the sole of Carol's foot. Eight cocks, if I counted correctly, all abusing my wife on the same bed at the same time. A combination of old men and young men, the one thing they all have in common is that I have to face them nearly every day. And they have all now fucked my naked wife. The bed was moving. Carol's body was moving. I stopped looking. I moved the chair, and fell asleep. At 5:30, I heard a knock on the outer room door. Looking out the peephole, I saw Carol standing in the hallway, naked. I let her in. Her body was covered in cum. It was in her hair, on her face, on her tits, all over her thighs, her back, her butt, her feet. I let her in the room and closed the door. Her expression was a complete blank. She just stood there, like she was in shock. And then I threw her on the bed. I straddled her chest, and I fucked her tits, mashing them and kneading them. Then I rolled her onto her stomach, and fucked her asshole for the first time in my life. She didn't object, almost like she knew she needed to be punished. She actually started getting aroused, and moved for me in ways she never did before while I fucked her. After we both came, we lied in bed as dawn broke.
"Is Jack done with you for the weekend?"
I asked.
"Yes.
He said he'd sign all of the papers on Monday, and Kyle would get his operation.
So that's it.
He's got nothing more over us. I still have to work for him, and have to face all of those people every day. But he can't touch you.
There's one other thing," said Carol.
"What?"
"He offered me a job. Actually, he insisted I take it. It's part-time, but it's in my field, and the pay is good. He said he knew I'd need flexible hours when Kyle has his surgery. We desperately need the money. I don't know if I want you in that office ever again. I don't know that you ever want to see any of those people ever again. I don't think you should accept it."
"Well, I signed a paper."
"What paper?"
"A non-compete agreement. For 3 years. If I leave your company, I can't work in my field for at least 3 years. So I guess I'm stuck working there for a long time." The end.
This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.